866-206-0287. On the web at greatdogs.org.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about your mortgage. Introducing the all-new Yourgage from Quicken Loans. Yourgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. In fact, it's the only home loan that allows you to custom design your term anywhere between 8 to 30 years. Here's how it works. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. The Quicken Loans 8-year fixed Yourgage can help. It keeps your term short and lowers your monthly payment. Just call Quicken Loans at 888-249-1425. The Quicken Loans Yourgage. It's a home loan on your terms. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030. Other restrictions apply. Quicken Loans. Engineered to amaze. Call 888-249-1425. That's 888-249-1425.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. With a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you'll end up paying over $400,000 after interest. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your debts. Let me send you a powerful free CD. For your free CD, call 1-800-933-2911. 1-800-933-2911. 1-800-933-2911.
Are you over the age of 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds? If so, the next 30 seconds are crucial to your well-being because Sensa is sending 30-day free trials to anyone looking to lose the max amount of weight. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must want to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-964-5392 now. Due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-964-5392. 1-800-964-5392.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe, the company that has settled more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. can settle your debt too, while you make one low monthly program payment. You now have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. To find out how much you could save, call Freedom Debt Relief 1-800-928-1065. 1-800-928-1065. 1-800-928-1065.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-943-1356. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-943-1356. That's 1-800-943-1356. Does your furnace need repair, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to fixitfast.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to fixitfast.servicemagic.com. fixitfast.servicemagic.com. That's fixitfast.servicemagic.com.
Are you a man facing divorce? If so, listen carefully. Divorce affects all areas of your life, financially, emotionally, and mentally. It changes the relationship that you have with your children, perhaps even more than you think. My name is Joe Cordell, and I know how hard divorce can be because I've been there myself. Our firm works hard to protect the interests of men during the process. We represent men like you who want to protect their financial interests and the relationship that they have with their kids. Everyone involved in a divorce is affected by the breakup of the family. Cordell & Cordell seeks to help you through this difficult time and to ensure your rights are protected so that then you can move on with your life.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives, which includes protecting men's financial means to do so. Call the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell, a partner men can count on. Offices in Troy, Novi, and now in Ann Arbor, 313-465-1999. That's 313-465-1999. Or visit online at CordellCordell.com.
Attention all women with a muffin top. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that people who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer.
If this is you, we have good news. Because women who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa, a clinically proven way for women to lose weight all over. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a female over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-952-0957 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a six-month clinical study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa. And if you're a woman, now you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa. 1-800-952-0957. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-952-0957. That's 1-800-952-0957.
Back with more Drew and Mike in the Morning on 101 WRIF.
Getting approved for an auto loan doesn't need to be a hassle. When others say no, Right Way says yes, guaranteed. Shop today, drive today, only at Right Way. More Metro locations in Waterford, Taylor, Clinton Township, and Livonia, or online, rightwaytogo.com.
I don't know about the wisdom of this, but let's do it anyway. This 91-year-old woman, Birdie is her name. I think I'm attracted to the story because her name's Birdie.
Oh, that
just
fantastic.
Sounds like fun.
Fantastic.
Birdie,
great.
Apparently was trying to join a sorority back in 1941 when the war hit, and she was, I guess, drawn to work at some munitions plant. So, I mean, pretty cool, this chick, to go to work for our country and help build something. And anyway,
that's what it was like then.
So she's always all her life regretted that she didn't join this Zeta sorority.
Oh.
Which, I don't know. I almost wonder if Zeta didn't reject her back then, and she's... So maybe work the story a little bit. I still don't know why she couldn't join, but anyway, allegedly that's the story. So she's joining Zeta.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at 90, 91 years old. How cool.
Oh.
Go, Birdie. This is really good.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is this Birdie? Birdie, hey, this is Drew and Mike calling on WRIF Radio. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
You're joining Zeta sorority, right?
Well, you'll have to talk to my daughter about that if you are trying to interview me.
Why is that, ma'am?
My daughter has charge of that.
Are you too busy with the sorority business to talk about it, or too big? I'm trying to get over yourself.
I'm not talking about it. My daughter is the one to contact, and she's in New York at the moment. She left today and won't be back until Wednesday.
But it's such a small story. I mean, why would you not be able to talk about it? I mean, it's not like you're the president or something.
Just shut up and show your breast.
Sorry, that's kind of what the deal is.
Yeah, was your daughter a media hog or something?
You think we could just...
It's a, we're Drew and Mike with WRIF Radio, and we were told that that you were doing the interviews yourself and that you were real happy to be joining Zeta. It was your lifelong dream, and that's why I'm just kind of disappointed to hear that your daughter's trying to steal your limelight.
Yeah, just so she can build a resume to work at, some firm.
That's all I can say.
Because I talked to your sister, Mark, my producer, talked to your daughter, rather, last week, and she said to call Birdie direct, Mark?
Yeah, that's pretty sure that's what she said, from what I remember. I'm kind of old.
Well, I'm very sorry.
Here's the deal, old-timer. Get over it.
I just can't.
I mean, how much is there to say about it anyway? I mean, you wanted to join in 41. You joined this ammunition plant to serve our country, which is wonderful. And now you're joining because it was your lifelong dream. I mean, is there anything more we need to know anyway that your daughter can tell us?
I'm sorry, what?
I kind of know the story. I'm just wondering, what can your daughter tell us that's... it seems like there's a limited amount of stuff to talk about regarding this anyway, but then when you take it to your media hog daughter, I mean, what are we going to find out from her anyway? Oh, boy. I'm sorry, Birdie.
Wow.
I mean, you get excited there. It's just that she had told us to call you direct, so.
Ma'am?
Well, Birdie's gone silent on us. She said too much already.
You call her back, and she'll be home. day after tomorrow.
We already talked to her, Bertie. She said just call direct. She said she'd been kind of overwhelmed. There'd been a lot of media attention, and she's a little exhausted. Yeah, I mean, is there some reason that you can't talk about it yourself? Because she seemed to say that she thought maybe you deserve a little media. She had really probably hogged most of it already herself. So
could have been done by now.
Yeah, if we'd just been talking about it, we'd have been... What happened?
She's gone now.
Birdie!
Birdie!
Wow. No, this is such a marginal story to start with.
Oh, God, yes.
I would like to volunteer to take this old bird out of her business.
How absurd that her daughter tries to turn this into this big deal.
Yeah. I want to talk to her daughter. I want to tell her to get the hell out of the way. And this is so dubious to start with. How dare you take this away from your mother?
Is she going
to
book her on Conan now and get her on the front of People magazine or what?
You know, and the daughter's got to be like 65 herself.
Good God.
Sounds like the daughter's dream is to be on TV and radio a bunch of times.
Always wanted to be an entertainment agent. It was never too late to work at the Morris Agency.
It was such a marginal story. That's why AB2 was loaded.
Oh, no. No, I'm getting visions.
Oh, no.
Visions of the blimp story. The blimp landing in the lady's backyard. Is that what this is reference to?
Absolutely. Yeah.
When you were sick, Mike, we called this lady who, this blimp, somehow it misfired or deflated. I don't know. Why did the blimp land in her backyard?
I don't know. We so didn't even care about that. It just was a runaway blimp.
Yeah. And the story had runaway interest with us for some reason. We were interested for about 2 minutes, and then once we got her on the phone, it seemed so dreadfully boring. All that happened was the blimp injured her awning.
Yeah,
is that it?
Yeah,
that was it.
Which, you know, the only thing I can say about that is, like, why do you have awnings anyway? I mean, aren't awnings kind of cheesy?
Well, awnings, when I think about it. Awnings really are out.
I'm not a big awning fan.
We used to have awnings, but I'm trying to...
Apparently hasn't seen Jim Harper's ads.
That's what I was just going to say, yeah.
Did you know Jim Harper was the spokesperson for an awning company?
No, I did not know that.
What? Oh, my God. They run every 5 seconds on TV.
Oh, excuse me.
They're on all the time.
Yeah, that was the only reason we felt we had kind of mixed feelings about criticizing her awning. But, you know, maybe that was a blessing in disguise, the fact that the awning was injured, that it was time to kind of change her motif.
Yeah, needed to come down anyway.
But Birdie, come on.
Wow.
This is probably even less marginal than the blimp in the backyard. This chick who thinks she wants to join Zeta in 1941.
Oh.
Supposedly, now I think she was drummed out of Rush because her personality sucks. She probably said, my sister is rushing for me, so I want to talk to my sister. And they're like, we're not taking this dope in. We don't want this dope in our sorority. So she made up this story about the fact she had to work in an ammunition plant so she could get in at age 90. All right, I shouldn't trash this woman. She worked in an ammunition plant. It was a wonderful, patriotic thing to do. But I still regret the daughter ripping off her limelight.
Wow.
Hello?
Hey, Birdie, it's the Drew and Mike show again. We just spoke to your daughter, and she said to just call direct again. She reiterated her earlier request.
Sorry, I have no comment.
No comment?
I'm not commenting at all.
Why do we need to call your daughter anyway if you have no comment? Is that what she says to people?
As far as I'm concerned, that's what you can say, whoever you are. If you can't take a nice no, I'm not saying anything. I have my daughter's orders, and she's not giving them to me.
Bertie, you're a mom. You don't take orders from your daughter. You give her the orders.
Sir.
I'm sorry, Bertie. Bertie, I don't understand why you can't just tell us a little something about the whole Zeta dream that you had.
Wow. Okay. That's that.
Well.
Good God.
I talked to her daughter twice.
Stupid.
I mean, I got it firsthand last week. I just called her back. She reiterated she wants mom to talk about herself. And she's still... I'm wondering what the daughter's going on. This sounds like a Jimmy Stewart with that lady.
Oh,
I think the daughter has got this mom freaked out. She can't do anything without taking orders from the daughter first.
Crazy. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
You're screwing.
It could be. You never know what goes on in people's lives.
She's 90.
Yeah.
And the daughter is, you know, she's got physical control of her.
Yep.
She's taking mental control of her.
Yeah.
I'm beginning to wonder if this is the daughter's dream to be a Zeta.
Oh, thoroughly asinine.
Why would the daughter? She sounds fine, too. Bertie sounds pretty together. Why in the hell would the daughter be talking about this?
The daughter's ancient, too. What's the daughter? Probably 70?
Exactly. That's my point entirely, Mark.
The whole thing is so damn dumb from one end to the next that it's just...
But, you know, don't you hate
all
it?
All stupid.
Kind of pisses me off, though.
I'm really pissed off about it because this story is so marginal. You can't no comment a story that's this marginal. It's like, this story's too small to give a no comment, lady. That just won't work. I mean, seriously, can you say no comment to a story like this? It's not even, there's no controversy involved.
Nope.
Well, this story, she wants to comment. That's just it. She wants to talk about it.
The daughter does, apparently. I'm just dumbfounded by this.
Yeah.
Yeah, dumbfounded is the right
dumb
word.
Dumb is a key word.
God. Let's see if there's any other clues in this that maybe
no,
I missed.
No one has a clue.
What's her name again? It's Bertie what?
Bertie McConnell.
You're trying to look way too deep into something that's extremely shallow.
I'm afraid you're right.
Yeah.
She's in the sorority now. They let her in.
Right.
So what's the problem?
Wait, do you mean the ceremony already happened?
Yeah, I believe so.
Wait, it says this is dated Monday, October 17th. And it says Saturday is when the event is. God, oh, okay. Now, suddenly it's like we care about this. Jesus, this is terrible.
What a control freak the daughter is, you know.
What a pile of crap.
Oh, this is really interesting. Her daughter apparently teaches at that university. So now it's a PR stunt.
Oh.
She used her old bird mom as a PR stunt.
Maybe that's
what they're trying to hide.
Oh, her daughter teaches at the school where the Zeta chapter's letting her in.
Washburn, Washburn University, which is questionable.
The plot thickens.
What does the daughter get out of that?
More publicity for her stupid university.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Nobody cares about this nothing university.
Have you ever heard of Washburn University?
No.
Well, you have now.
Oh, God. I'm
thanks
sick.
For that story.
That's
but
ridiculous.
It's such an utterly stupid story. It does nothing for that university. The daughter, in my mind, is clearly a media whore.
Oh, absolutely.
In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if...
I can't believe she'd use her mother like that.
Her media package actually includes spread shots.
Gross. Oh.
It says for print use only, but there are some spread shots included here. That's outrageous.
Oh.
Oh, my God. For broadcast, she's got some snuff films for broadcast that she stars in. Apparently, she's not killed at the end, though, because she wants to do the interviews.
Oh.
Oh, my God. What a pile of crap. Well... All I can say is, to think that Bertie would get used like this.
Yeah, poor Bertie.
I'm tempted to call her back just to tell her she's being used, but I think she's totally brainwashed by the daughter.
Oh, yeah, she's totally into the daughter. She, you know.
We should take this to court to get her officially emancipated from the daughter.
Maybe reintroduce her to society.
John Doe versus Bertie's daughter.
Yeah, well.
Maybe the answer is to use reverse logic and say, you know what, just wanted to know, we really don't care about your story. So take your time.
I don't think she knows anything about it.
Yeah, probably not.
Who, Bertie?
No, she's a pawn. She's a patsy in the whole thing.
Yeah, she never wanted to join Zeta.
Yeah.
She never even went to the college. She knows nothing about the school.
There's a piece of paper with some copy points on it. When I set up an interview, just make sure and say these four things.
Yeah, the daughter's name.
Repeatedly. The daughter's name, the name of the university.
Do it.
And... Yeah.
Bertie, what? Seriously, what in the hell is she going to do in that sorority now?
Pop her top.
Put out for college guys at 90?
Oh,
run a train for some fraternity? I don't think so.
I think we've seen that movie.
Yeah, I was say, and that started the hog. Yeah,
with the hog being the last guy playing piano on her back.
He was the engineer and the
conductor.
The brakeman.
Man, not cool.
Back in the caboose.
Well, there you have it. The story should be media hog daughter.
abuses mother.
That's right. And radio station seeks emancipation proclamation.
There you go.
Emancipation proclamation 2. Well, I think we got to the bottom of it. It is. It's clearly. It's a PR move on the daughter's part. For her personally, and for maybe her university, I don't know. If there is such, I've never even heard of this school. Are you kidding?
That's why it works.
No, that is why she's doing it.
It's outrageous. Well, anyway, that's about all. Because I don't think we dare call Birdie back.
No.
All she'll do is reemphasize. She'll probably just hang up the phone.
Yeah.
She probably talked to her daughter by now. I bet the daughter just screamed at her for even being on the phone with us a second time. You answer the phone again? Mom, what are you doing? I haven't done squat in the Detroit market. Well, there you have it. That's all. Birdie McConnell, apparently the dream. I don't know, turning into a bit of a... on WRAF.
101 WRIF and WRIF HD1 Detroit. Drew and Mike in the morning.
You fellas have a lot of growing up to do, I'll tell you that. Ridiculous. Completely ridiculous. Can you believe these characters? Way out of line. Way out of line.
101 WRIF. Everything that rocks.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it. You could junk it. Or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-943-1356. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It'll be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-943-1356. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now. 1-800-943-1356. That's 1-800-943-1356.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-400-4231. For your free CD, call 1-800-400-4231. That's 1-800-400-4231.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-656-9393. That's 800-656-9393. 800-656-9393.
I believe I can do anything.
So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-335-3119.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-335-3119. That's 1-800-335-3119.
Right now, homes are more affordable than they've been in decades. And Quicken Loans has a mortgage program that will help you buy that perfect home. Call Quicken Loans right now. They can even introduce you to a local real estate agent that can guide you through the process step by step. With more than 25 years of helping American homeowners, Quicken Loans makes the process as easy as possible. With a streamlined approach and proactive updates, they provide you with the certainty you need to search for the home of your dreams. And highly trained Quicken Loan specialists are standing by, ready to help you take advantage of this incredible mortgage opportunity. So give Quicken Loans a call now. Call 888-249-1425. Find out how much home you can afford. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030. Quicken Loans, engineered to amaze. Call 888-249-1425. That's 888-249-1425.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Do your massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles? How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomas & Law Group carefully plan your escape. The Thomas & Law Group has proven itself for over 18 solid years, helping thousands of people like you and me reclaim our financial future. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices nationwide. And the best part? There are no upfront fees at all. You won't pay a dime until the job's done. No upfront costs, no monthly fees, no banking fees. No other law firm does that. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But really, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group right away for a free, no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst at 800-460-3160. Call now, because you're tired of running in circles. 800-460-3160. 800-460-3160.
Does your furnace need repair, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, now it's easy to find the right home pro for your project. Log on to fixitfast.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. Just go to fixitfast.servicemagic.com. Service Magic has a network of licensed and insured contractors in hundreds of home improvement categories. If you need a painter, electrician, plumber, or any other home service, visit fixitfast.servicemagic.com. It's easy and it's free, and it's the source to find neighbor-recommended contractors in your area. Now you can hire a pre-screened home pro with confidence. Go to fixitfast.servicemagic.com. It's quick, it's free, and there's no obligation. Go to fixitfast.servicemagic.com. That's fixitfast.servicemagic.com.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? Call right now for a free informational kit from American Credit Card Solutions. The kit is free, and the consultation is free. Get answers to your debt problems in simple, easy-to-understand language. Call now, 800-541-5656. Not available in all states. Call 800-541-5656. That's 800-541-5656.
Do you have a disability that prevents you from working? If you've been medically disabled for at least 12 months and previously worked and paid Social Security taxes for 5 of the last 10 years, you may qualify to receive Social Security disability benefits. Just call Disability Benefits Alliance at 1-866-946-4411 for a free consultation. Our company has the experience to help you work through government red tape and file the required documents. Even if you've you've been denied before or currently have a hearing pending. Call us at 1-866-946-4411. There's no fee until your benefits have been approved. Remember, if you've paid your Social Security taxes for 5 of the last 10 years, your condition may qualify you for disability benefits. For a free consultation, call Disability Benefits Alliance at 1-866-946-4411. That's 1-866-946-4411.
We're back with more Drew and Mike on 101 WRIF.
Wings versus the Sabres, Monday, January the 16th. First 10,000 fans get a dog tag courtesy of Three Dimensional Services. For tickets, visit DetroitRedWings.com. Red Wings hockey is presented by Amway.
Another stinker.
Yep. Yeah. All right, this clown, and I don't know, I don't want to get into the whole homosexuality issue again, but something makes me wonder about this dancing guy, doesn't it?
Of course.
Because no guy wants to dance.
No man wants to dance.
No man should dance, really.
No man should dance, but men in general really just don't dance. I mean, they don't like to dance.
And we've got a guy who is really talking about a video and pushing a video of himself dancing in all these different countries.
You know, you're a very good dancer, you know that?
I wonder how high this guy's voice is going to be. I don't know.
Well, let's find out.
Hello?
Is this Matthew?
This is.
Hey, Matthew, Drew and Mike, WRIF Radio.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, just right off the bat, we watched your video. In fact, you want to give out the site?
www.wherethehellismatt.com.
Okay. Have you ever been to Alcoholics Anonymous or had a problem with alcohol?
No.
Because the way I see it, the only reason guys ever dance is because they're bombed and some chick is begging them to. And there you are dancing. There's no woman within sight of you. I don't see a woman anywhere. You don't seem to be drinking. What makes a guy want to dance that much? It just doesn't seem like it's in the genetic plan.
No, especially a white guy.
Well, I'm not a very good dancer, as you can see.
Yeah, but it really doesn't matter whether you're good or bad. Just the concept, the idea of dancing. I mean, usually it's considered just a foreign practice. Men only engage in it under tremendous pressure from a female.
Yeah, or they're just bombed.
Yeah, typically at weddings.
Which is why I thought you might have a drinking problem.
Yeah, it's usually restricted to weddings, you know.
Uh-huh.
But you seem to be doing it willfully and excitedly.
Kind of broke that principle.
Yeah.
But just whenever I'm kind of bored or happy, yeah.
You just like to dance.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hey, now, have you ever done anything with musicals? Because you should do musicals or something.
7 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-506-8947.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-656-9393. That's 800-656-9393. 800-656-9393.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, Just call 1-800-335-3119.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-335-3119. That's 1-800-335-3119.
Back with more Drew and Mike in the Morning on 101 WRIF.
I don't know how many people saw USA Today had one of the more interesting covers they've had in a while. Is they had this chick basically doing a bong hit in a giant color photo right there on the cover of USA Today.
Quite a sweet pipe, too.
And it was a story about the closing or the attempted closing of this co-op, this pot co-op in San Francisco, and how the feds have essentially decided that they are just going to take all these states who have passed laws that pot can be used for medicinal purposes, and they're going to start arresting people in those individual states, even though those states have passed state laws that have made it legal to use pot medicinally. Which I think is pretty bodacious, if you ask me.
It's outrageous.
Who the hell do they think they are?
It craps all over states' rights. I mean, everybody's looking for less government, not more. To step in like that and literally just push everything out of the way that's been... Oh, my God, all the progress that's been made is just trashed.
Outrageous!
Ridiculous Supreme Court ruling. Unreal.
But something tells me, and I can't tell you why I feel this way, but just a funny feeling, I think that co-op is probably still selling pot.
Oh, yeah. Who knows? They probably don't even read the paper.
I just
don't even know that there's been a rule.
I just don't see those guys going, hey, did you see this? There's a new federal law passed. Yeah. They've shut down all our state medicinal pot laws, and we're going to have to shut down. So put all the pot away and tell everybody they're going to have to get it somewhere else.
Yeah.
No. I can't imagine them doing that. So these people tend to be a little on the breezy side, but why don't we blow in a call to the co-op, which is, by the way, 24/7. So if you're feeling pain at 3 in the morning and you need some pot, you can go in there.
Yeah, they're there
any hour of the day. And the minute this thing gets boring, I think I'm going to have Roach blowing a call to them.
There you go.
So let's see if we can get on the horn here and see if they're impacted by this at all. These people are usually very friendly, too.
Oh, yeah.
I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high. Now I'm a paraplegic.
Yeah, is this the co-op?
Yes, it sure is.
Hey, who's this?
It's Tony.
Hey, Tony, it's Drew and Mike calling on WRIF Radio. How you doing, man?
Great. How you doing?
Good. Are you guys still able to sell pot?
Oh, yeah, we're still providing medicine for people.
Oh, man, I'm glad to hear that. I'm just reading USA Today, it sounds like they're shutting this whole thing down.
No, they're just trying to scare the patients into thinking we're shut down so that they can win.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, we're not shutting down.
Well, yeah, this is just the federal government getting involved in state issues, isn't it?
Yeah, right. Until they take us out in handcuffs, we're not shut down. And then we'll reopen the next day anyway, so.
Well, could they take you away in handcuffs if they wanted to?
I don't know. I've never been in that kind of situation. I've walked into a raid. I've never been there for one.
What were you doing walking into one?
Oh, I was working at Dennis Perone Club 10 years ago. When they raided the club, I heard about it on the news and ran up there to help. So.
Oh, I see.
Oh, boy.
But you weren't able to provide much help, were you?
Well, just a lot of support. We had a big rally out in front of the building. The whole city stood up that day.
Well, what's on the bulletin board today? What do you have for sale?
We're not allowed to say that, even on radio.
Oh, really?
No kidding. Is that right?
We have medicine that's provided for patients at reasonable cost.
At reasonable cost. Different types of medicine.
Oh, yeah, there's a variety.
Mm-hmm. Do you know Diane Monson?
Diane Monson, not offhand, no.
She's on the front page of USA Today taking quite a hit of something to relieve some back pain. And she's got a pretty fancy-looking pipe there, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's got quite the pipe going.
Oh, really? I didn't see that one today.
Yeah, multiple colors. And
I was looking at Rach on television doing the volcano. Did you see that?
Angel?
Yeah, Angel Rach. She was on Channel 2 this morning, but they had her using her volcano because that's how they use theirs. They vaporize it.
Oh, that vaporization. Yeah. You know what?
Yeah.
On the back page, there's a picture of
Dave Sarmiento.
Yeah.
And Randy Webster, we're doing that, too.
Yeah, she's the director of the club here.
How
does that vaporizer work?
What it does is like a hair dryer. So it's a hot coil that blows hot air through the plant. So that all it does is releases the gases of the oils of THC through the plant. So that way you actually never burn the plant. When you're done, the plant is still intact.
You're kidding me.
It just takes the oil out of it. So you only breathe in the oils. You don't breathe in the tar nicotine from...
Oh, you just get pure THC?
Right. That way they can consider it medical, because by smoking... medical, you know, they don't consider.
So you mean to tell me you can take a hit off this thing, you get this vaporized THC, but the plant stays intact like it's never been burned.
When you take it out of the machine afterwards, you know, the holding factor, it's slightly brown instead of green. It takes the colorization out of it.
What a flip out!
Yeah, and some people actually reburn that matter and smoke that, you know. So
yeah, naturally, yeah, sure.
You get a second hit off of it.
Well, after you vaporize it, you must be so high, man.
Totally. We're live on radio, aren't we?
yes, we are.
Yes, I figured.
Well,
so.
It sounds to me like it's impossible to get a harsh hit either.
Vaporizing is instantaneous. I mean, believe me,
you don't get
different
that.
It's different than inhaling smoke.
Yeah.
I mean, you get like a head rush, you get dizzy. I've seen people fall down from vaporizing, you know. It's a little intense. It's a little heavier than it should be, you know.
I would imagine that it takes away pain, though.
That it does. It relieves a lot of pain.
What kind of pain are you in?
I have hepatitis C and a blood clot in my liver.
Oh man.
Wow. And so what actually hurts?
What actually hurts is I have nauseation every day. I get up sick. Sometimes stomach cramps.
Mm-hmm. Ew.
My liver, what it does is it foams up. And then the foam got to go through my stomach lining until that, gets dissolved into my stomach lining. I'm sick.
Oh, boy. So this takes the nausea right away, huh?
Yeah, well, it relieves it, you know.
Yeah.
Doesn't take it away. Nothing takes it away. They say with hepatitis C, you have a 25-year lifespan. You know, I'm up to 18 in my I've had this for 18 years. Hey, we're doing a Viva Las Vegas here Saturday night.
Sweet.
8 to 10, and there'll be Elvis and all kinds of people here. It's open to the public. So.
Oh, man, that sounds like fun.
You know, so that way people can come in here and see what our patients really do.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you know how you got hepatitis C?
Do I know how I got it? Yeah. I was an IV drug user.
Oh, man. But you're not using IV drugs now, right?
No, I've been clean and sober for about 20 years.
Oh, congratulations. That's great. But you still have a substantial amount of pain.
Yeah, well, that's part of life, you know?
Yeah.
I'm on disability for, automobile accident when I was a child, you know, so I'm constantly in chronic pain, so.
Oh, man. You know, how bad an accident was it?
I was killed by a car in 1965, and I had to have reconstructive surgery, you know, because one of my legs grew longer than the other one, so they had to shorten the growth. I mean, I went through a lot of as a kid.
I thought you said you were killed.
That's what I thought you said.
I was killed by the car and then brought back. Yeah, when I started over.
Oh, you mean your heart's...
No memory at 7 years old, so it was all tutors and people bringing me back to reality.
Make
me go figure of speech.
From birth to seven in
what?
One day, you know, basically, you know.
Whoa.
So how long did it take them to bring you back to life?
I was in the hospital. I was in a coma for 5 days. I was in traction for 6 months.
Oh, man, traction sucks.
And then I had therapy.
What?
All kinds of people working on me for a year at home, you know, but that's life. You know, I'm back to normal.
Man, believe that. Was anybody else killed in the accident?
No, I just ran out between two parked cars and the lady ran my ass over.
That is a Debbie Downer.
So now you did not smoke pot at that point.
My first experience with marijuana was medical. When I was 13 years old, they did corrective surgery on my knee. Now, they put three staples on each side of my knee to slow down the growth. Now, I'm laying there in a half cast with the stitches and the staples in my legs, and I'm bawling like a baby. And my sister said, "Joey, do something about him." So my brother took me downstairs and blew so much smoke in my face that I forgot I had any pain in my legs. So I consider that my first time it would have been medical. And I was 13, so.
And now, oh, you were 13 years old.
So yeah, but I didn't start using it regularly until I was like 15, you know.
Yeah.
So then, that pot.
How did you deal with pain after that? Did you start to, put it in brownies or something at that point?
No. Pain to me, I don't want to get strung out on any form of pills, drugs, or anything. So, I don't take nothing for pain. Mm-hmm. I just, I use medicine. I smoke pot to relieve my feelings, and make me get through the day. But I don't take any form of pills whatsoever to kill pain.
What are all of you people going to do with this federal ruling? What is the next step? How do you guys fight this?
Well, now we have to start writing to our congressmen and start getting together and doing some rallying. We need to go, down and see the courts and, make a stand against it, just like we did when Dennis got shut down. That's how come they continued after that.
Now, it must be hard for you to fight a battle like this with your disability.
Well, of course it is. Nothing's easy in life, but, we do what we can.
Uh-huh.
We believe in what we're doing.
Are you able to drive? Are you able to walk?
I'm able to walk. I'm able to move around for 2 hours at a time,
Uh-huh.
And then I need to take a rest.
Right.
But I have a motor scooter, so I get around.
Now, how does the government take care of you? Are they, as far as food stamps and things like that, are they pretty fair with that sort of thing?
Well, I'm on disability, so I get Section 8 housing, which, low-income housing. I only pay $222 a month for rent. The rest of the money I live on, I volunteer here to keep my mind off of my life, We don't get paid for working in medical marijuana clothes. We only volunteer our time.
Right.
Well,
what do you do for, if you want to go out for a beer or something? Where do you get a few bucks for that?
I stay home mostly. I stay at work. I go home. I stay home. That's all I want to do.
But, you must have a hobby or something.
I'm a musician, yeah.
Oh, okay. What do you play?
I'm an Elvis impersonator, and I play guitar and sing.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, I'm Elvis at Viva Las Vegas.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be this Saturday night, right?
Yeah, this Saturday night, 8 to 10.
Oh, that'll be hilarious.
Harry, do you want to talk to the director? She's walking in.
Yeah, sure. What's her name?
This is the radio, man.
Yeah.
I could have finished that.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing okay, sir. It took a few minutes longer to get here. Traffic.
Oh, yeah. Sounds terrible.
Yeah. How you doing?
Good. And who's this?
This is Randy.
Hey, Randy. I saw your picture in USA Today.
Oh, wow. All right.
You and Dave Sarmiento were using the cannabis vaporizer.
Right, exactly.
And
that's the only way I can smoke it for right now because I have a throat problem.
You have a what problem?
A bit of a throat problem.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's nothing. It's just a thing that I have.
Well, I hear it's pretty effective because it just takes the THC out. It doesn't burn the plant, right?
That's correct, and it actually helps instantly.
Oh, that's great.
That's the thing about the inhalation process. It's an instant effector, whereas everything else takes time.
And Randy, are you on disability as well?
Yes, I am.
Oh my gosh, what's your disability?
Let's see, I've got two forms of arthritis, osteo and rheumatoid. I have something called bilateral patellar chondromalacia, which means I don't have cartilage between the bones in my knees. I've got...
Sounds like you.
I got the same thing. I got that same thing on my left knee. No cartilage.
And who are you?
Mike.
Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hey, man.
He doesn't have the arthritis or the rheumatoid arthritis, though. He just has the knee problem. Not that that isn't serious.
Oh, I know, but it's painful. It's painful.
Yeah, yeah, I know. He has a lot of pain.
Yeah,
it's a
major
irritable
problem.
Bowel is another thing that's really painful, and you know how that is. But cannabis really helps. We have states' rights here. Our Constitution. I woke up this morning in America, maybe. We have rights here. The people passed this in a vote. And not only that, across the board, the United States, a majority of the citizens understand the medical issue of cannabis. It is just the elected officials. What they need to do is feel the heat, understand that they will not be reelected. Do everything we can to let them know that they must stop manipulating and using politics to affect people's personal lives and health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can do a lot. I know people who are bedbound, and they every day they get on the internet, or they get on the phone, or they get someone to help them write a letter, and that helps.
There's a caller actually who somebody who is I guess experiencing some pretty serious pain. Hang on a sec.
Sure.
Hello, is this Randy?
Yeah, honey.
Randy, this is Roach, and I have some unbelievable lower back pain that is pretty much been with me for about 5 years now. I've tried everything under the sun. I've had 2 surgeries. I've had fusion. Hmm. And I've tried a couple of different brands of pot, but I was just wondering, is there a certain brand of pot that you could recommend for lower back pain?
Well, I would say, first of all, have you talked to your doctor?
Absolutely, and every time I mention pot, he just laughs at me like I'm some kind of a stoner.
Okay, well, basically, if you mention cannabis to him, okay, which is taking it out of the vernacular and putting into the medical term, and you explain to him your situation, and you'll find that something that has more of a sativa base and an indica base would actually be better for your body. The indica is more related to the cerebral.
After listening to you guys, Randy, I think I want to move out to California and probably deal with the co-op out there. It sounds like it's so much easier.
Well, yeah, if you were in California, the doctors have a lawsuit that it's called Conant v. McCaffrey and Conant v. Waters, where the medical group in 1997 put an injunction on that doctors could not be arrested for recommending and discussing cannabis with patients. So can you get online?
Yeah, I can get online.
Hey, look up medical cannabis and get as much information about studies, like the Institute on Medicine study, and give that to your doctor. Get your doctor educated.
But do you know anyone with lower back pain that's had any success through using cannabis sativa?
Yes.
And what kind were they using? Do you know if it was like Mexican or Jamaican or Lumbo, or did they say specifically?
Basically, we do things a little differently out here. It's more of a case of a strain than, you know, using comical names and stuff, because, again, we like to treat things medically.
Can you recommend a strain?
No, I can't, because that would be interstate and all that other stuff.
Oh, man.
I couldn't do that because
I get to California, it's like hopeless. I mean, I'm getting so depressed.
What state are you in?
I'm in Michigan.
Well, basically, I know that it's hard, dear, but I know that the only way that you can get help in that state would be to fight for the right to it. I know that many states are still moving forward with some levels of examining the question of medical use.
Oh, that is like an all-day job, Randy.
You know what?
It's never going to have legalized pot.
Well, we're not. No, I tell you what. First of all, if you work with the vernacular, it'll help. Legalized pot sounds like Cheech and Chong. God love them both, but we're talking medical here.
All right, legalized cannabis sativa, whatever.
Cannabis.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we have to educate them though.
And it's not like I'm talking about getting a buzz. I'm talking about lower back pain.
I know.
Hopeless.
Nothing is hopeless, dear. I know, and it's a hard upward struggle. I remember before Prop 215 came here to California in 1980.
Prop 215 rules!
And until Prop 215 passed, that followed me around. But working on Prop 215, not only did it help get that rule in place where I could use it for my pain, but it also empowered people. It empowered me, too, to know that it was right to stand up for it.
Are there any jobs available at the co-op?
No, actually, we're strictly patient oriented. You have to be a resident of California. You have to be doctor approved. You have to have medical, not only medical documentation, but a medical card. We're patient owned, patient operated, and we're all volunteer.
I take that as a no. I'm going to come out there on vacation. I'll probably come by the co-op and maybe I can have a discussion with you about cannabis sativa and lower back pain and the possibility of moving out there because I can't deal with this lower back pain any longer.
I understand, and I'll be happy to meet with you somewhere for coffee.
Okay, I'm going to hang up and listen to whatever else you might say about the subject.
I hope you feel better, dear heart. I really
Thanks,
do.
Randy.
God bless you.
You are really cool.
You're wonderful. Take care, honey.
Later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Jeez. Well, there you have it. Somebody else trying to use pot to get some pain
relief.
Cannabis, Cannabis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
Don't
too
say
bad.
Pot. You can't say pot.
It's too bad the nomenclature really makes that much of a difference. It seems so silly.
It might seem silly, but you know what? Just like with the civil rights movement and every other women's movement and all thing, once the people start taking the language seriously, the whole question gets addressed differently.
Well, Randy, you've been very helpful. I appreciate your time. It seems like it's a bad day for this particular subject, but
no, it's not.
No?
No, it's not. You got to remember about change. It takes three steps to get through change. The first is ridicule. We've had that. Second is violent opposition. We're in the middle of that. And the third is acceptance. We're getting to that.
Thank
All
you,
right,
Andy.
Man.
Take care.
I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Tell
yes.
Tony thanks, too.
We will.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high.
101 WRIF and WRIF HD1 Detroit. Drew and Mike in the morning.
All right, look. This is the last time. Anyone else has to go, do it now. I ain't stopping again.
101 WRIF. Everything that rocks.
Divorce is a serious thing. To the extent that you can save your marriage, you should. No one knows that better than the attorneys at Cordell & Cordell.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
As many of you know, we represent men in domestic relations cases. And most of our clients are captive to a process they didn't choose. If they could have, they would have saved their marriage. But their wives told them they want out. Suddenly at issue are the assets they've been a lifetime accumulating. What's more important, their role in their children's lives. If you're confronted with a marriage you can't save, we hope that you'll consider Cordell & Cordell.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives, which includes protecting men's financial means to do so. Call the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell, a partner men can count on. Offices in Troy, Novi, and now in Ann Arbor, 313-465-1999. That's 313-465-1999. Or visit online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Clipping coupons. Standing in line at 4 a.m. Buying five to get one free. Maybe it's me, but I don't think it should be that hard to save money. Which is why we made Geico.com so easy. Just a few clicks and you could be saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. And when you switch to Geico, you can do practically everything online. Report a claim, update your policy, even pay your bill. Click bam boom. Visit Geico.com today. Click bam boom. I'm rather fond of that one.
So we're back, and we got some more music coming up in just a second. But first, this news just came in. Right now, the government and private banks are liquidating houses. Now, these are homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and they may be sold for little or no money down. Here's a toll-free number so you can find out how to get a free list of these foreclosures. 1-800-923-1051. 1-800-923-1051. It says here, every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes, and they may be sold for little or no money down. Looks like there's currently over 400,000 foreclosures in the database being liquidated now. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. Ask how you can get a free list of these foreclosures by calling Hot Props at 1-800-923-1051. Call 1-800-923-1051. That's 1-800-923-1051.
Does your furnace need repair, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, now it's easy to find the right home pro for your project. Log on to fixitfast.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. Just go to fixitfast.servicemagic.com. Service Magic has a network of licensed and insured contractors in hundreds hundreds of home improvement categories. If you need a painter, electrician, plumber, or any other home service, visit fixitfast.servicemagic.com. It's easy and it's free, and it's the source to find neighbor-recommended contractors in your area. Now you can hire a pre-screened home pro with confidence. Go to fixitfast.servicemagic.com. It's quick, it's free, and there's no obligation. Go to fixitfast.servicemagic.com. That's fixitfast.servicemagic.com.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? I'm Byron Udell, founder of AccuQuote. Since 1986, we've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how we do it. We monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $21 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask us about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you don't die. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote at 800-654-2075. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 800-654-2075. That's 800-654-2075.
Did you know the tap water in your home may be hazardous? Not to your health, but to your appliances and your wallet. Your home's hard water creates pipe-clogging line scale, and that can shorten the life of your water heater, ruin your dishwasher, and break down your washing machine. Lime scale deposits block the heating element, and that could be costing you an extra $1,200 a year in energy and wear. But you can remove lime scale without chemicals, magnets, or salts. It's easy with HydraCare, the patented device used worldwide. See for yourself at bestsoftwater.com. You simply clip HydraCare to your main water pipe. HydraCare removes and prevents lime scale buildup in your entire plumbing system. If your home has hard water, extend the life of your appliances with HydraCare. Try it risk-free. Just go to bestsoftwater.com. That's bestsoftwater.com. Or call now, 888-883-8187. That's 888-883-8187.
Are you a man facing divorce? If so, listen carefully. Divorce affects all areas of your life, financially, emotionally, and mentally. It changes the relationship that you have with your children, perhaps even more than you think. My name is Joe Cordell, and I know how hard divorce can be because I've been there myself. Our firm works hard to protect the interests of men during the process. We represent men like you who want to protect their financial interests and the relationship that they have with their kids. Everyone involved in a divorce is affected by the breakup of the family. Cordell and Cordell seeks to help you through this difficult time and to ensure your rights are protected so that then you can move on with your life.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives, which includes protecting men's financial means to do so. Call the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell, a partner men can count on. Offices in Troy, Novi, and now in Ann Arbor, 313-465-1999. That's 313-465-1999. Or visit online at CordellCordell.com.
We're back with more Drew and Mike on 101 WRIF.
Before we blow our chance here, get this new married couple on the phone.
Yeah.
96 and 90.
God, 96-year-old man. God, isn't that amazing?
Yeah, you got to wonder about a 96-year-old that wants to get married.
Yeah, boy, it goes to show you. Your brain goes when you get old.
Well, you wonder, is the second brain still working here?
Well, that's the question now, isn't it?
That's a rather delicate area.
A very delicate question.
Mark, that is not the wedding march I was looking for.
It's their wedding march.
You think so?
Yeah.
No, this is disgusting.
Is this what they use? Seriously?
That's in England, yeah.
Okay.
I love that wah-wah.
Yeah, that guy does a hell of a job, doesn't he?
Yeah, you always have a wah-wah on any kind of porn music. Always.
Yeah, hi, this is Drew and Mike calling on WRIF Radio. We called to talk
to... Would you like to speak to Mr. Robson?
Yeah.
Hang on one moment.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello.
Hey,
hello.
Mr. Robson, how you doing?
Not so badly, thanks. How are you?
Congratulations on tying the knot.
Really?
Yeah.
I would just like to say to you, get it on.
No way.
Mark, you shamed yourself.
Boy, that's a pretty big step this late in life. But, you know, hey, what the heck?
What was it about Faye that just knocked you off your feet?
Sorry, what was Beth one?
Probably when she fell out of her water.
Yeah.
What was it about Faye that just knocked you off your feet, Raymond? You just had to marry this woman.
Well, it was just she was a very lovely girl. That's all. And
right.
The fact that she was trying to help people who were in trouble, and then
if
I discovered
she me, I will crush her.
She was blind herself and couldn't even see at all.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
I thought this is
60 times.
I heard she doesn't look a day over 86.
Sorry?
I heard she doesn't look a day over 66.
Oh.
Is that true?
You were 66 today.
No, I heard she doesn't look a day over 66.
Oh, no, you're right there.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's a young-looking
woman.
No,
we understand, both of us, that we don't look our ages at all.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's really impressive. You take good care of yourself.
Well, we're trying to do.
Well, what's the secret of long life? I mean, you're completely with it. I can't believe it. You just got married. You sound great.
60 times.
I mean, what's the answer?
You hit it?
What? Well, you go on living. You've got a life in front of you because you are alive. And why don't you? You've probably completed all the things you set out to do when you were a young man.
Why do you talk that way?
Forget things.
Uh-huh.
Because, quite honestly, that doesn't do any good. You get to be a fussy old man, and nobody really likes you anymore. And what's the good of it?
Uh-huh.
Well, is she going to make you a less fussy old man?
Oh, very much less.
really?
Is that right?
No. We just seem to have the same sense of humor on one thing and another, and it goes down very well. We enjoy it, and we both enjoy helping others who don't seem to know quite what to do with themselves.
Oh, boy. Yeah, are there some pretty clueless people around there?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll bet. Yeah, you must be quite an inspiration to them.
Well, I haven't exactly heard that direct, but one or two people have made some remarks, put it that way.
Yeah.
Well, you know, some people are interested in this, and it's kind of personal, but, you know, at 96 and 90, there's a lot more things important than sex, but with the advent of Viagra, men seem to be able to consummate a marriage at almost any age.
Yes, but I don't think... That is really right. I'm assuming that at that age you will not be interested in producing children.
Uh-huh. Right.
Because if you think it out, you are the head of two different families, and you are going to make things extremely difficult for them, because they won't know who the head of the family is any longer.
Well, you kind of lost me there.
Yeah, I'm kind of confused. Yeah.
Well, my point was that a lot of couples, when they get married, even at an advanced age, because of some of the medical advances like Viagra, they're able to consummate a marriage. And and some of our listeners, some of the more prurient listeners, were wondering if perhaps this marriage could have been consummated.
I see. There's nothing wrong with the marriage. I mean, we were married on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
On Saturday.
Get it on.
Well, there's nothing. Yeah.
In any case, I shall be 97 in August.
Right.
So, you know, time keeps on rolling on. And,
it's still swallowing my hand.
As far as we're concerned, we don't know how long we've got to live. Well, does anybody at any time?
Right.
So forget it. Forget your age. Just simply go on and make up your mind that somebody wants help, or you can help. You can give assistance.
I'm thinking
in another
having
way.
Sex.
Is he avoiding the subject?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Is he
here.
Understanding me?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure, Raymond, if you're understanding my question, or are you just kind of avoiding it?
You know, there's nothing wrong with a couple just hugging. You know, I mean, you don't have to have sex when you're in your 90s. I mean,
Oh, no.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with not having sex then. I mean, in fact, I would think a lot of women would be damn happy it's over with.
Maybe they would.
But, on the other hand, there's a lot of guys that, I don't care how old they are, they just, it never quite leaves their, that second brain still continues to function.
Well, that's up to them, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So have you done it or what?
Yeah,
so,
you
anyway, on, yeah, I guess we're, well, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
I
don't want to get, I don't want to be, I don't want to bludgeon it out of you, but I'm just wondering if perhaps you two were able to have some kind of a romantic moment.
Why not?
Did you say why not?
Yes, why not?
Why not?
Okay.
I mean, we just live a natural life together. What do you think?
So I'll take that as a yes.
Sorry?
So in other words, I'll take it as a yes. It sounds to me like you've had a little bit of a roll in the hay with the new lady, huh?
Why not?
Okay, then. All right, sir.
That is fantastic.
All right, sir. Very good. Very good, sir.
You know, I'm so happy to hear that because, as you look down the road, you wonder, when is that part of life over? And that's part of life that we all enjoy.
I quite agree.
Yeah.
But there's lots of other things that you can enjoy during life.
Right. It doesn't
have... After all, it isn't just pleasure all the time.
Right, of course not.
No.
Why can't you...
You're creeping me out, old man.
You're really helping people. Yeah.
Well, you can help them feel really good, too. And I'm thinking...
Of course you can.
Raymond, I'm thinking with a young couple like you, and granted, you're 96 and 90... What is it, three times a week?
No, I can't answer questions like that.
I don't blame you.
Maybe a more important question is, how was it? Was it as wonderful as it was the first time you did it?
That I can't tell you. It's a long time ago.
No, I'm not so sure where we stand again.
I should know that.
I don't know if you did or not.
Well,
worry. We've married because we like each other.
And you like to help people.
And it's just a natural thing so far as we're concerned, and we are enjoying ourselves.
That's right.
And I think we're helping each other, too, with some of us who have little difficulties now and again.
Right.
And yes, I can get depressed or something like that. She'll cheer me up.
Right. God, I love your personality. You're just great. You sound like you're a lot of fun.
Well, why not? What life's all about. It's the bit of life that really matters.
So do you have
And you're only going to do it by planning ahead what you're going to do and why you're going to do it and get on with it.
Uh-huh. How long after you met her did you marry her?
Oh, I can't remember now. It's a
two
few
weeks
months
ago.
All right, but...
Okay, so it was love at first sight.
Oh, yes.
You met
Quite
her...
Definitely.
Now, where did you meet her? You met her at the
cafeteria?
Yeah, how did you meet her?
We're both in a residential
pharmacy.
Home.
Right, in a residential home. Now,
right, because we have our own difficulties.
There's got to be a lot of older ladies there, and so you are clearly in the catbird seat. So you're living there for a few years. There's probably hundreds of ladies who are dying to be with Raymond Robson.
Dying's not the right word. Yeah, really.
That's just out in the wild, isn't it?
Well, no, it's true, though. Women outlive men. There's no question about it. And the older you get, the more of a numbers advantage you have.
Yes.
So you probably had your pick of the litter, Raymond.
It seemed a sensible opportunity. And it met somebody who could really enjoy life with me because we've got the same interests one way or another. And... That's it. That's what it's all about.
So
we're not trying to run a home because we know we're a bit ancient. Therefore, how much longer are we going to live? We're not concerned with how much longer we're going to live. Really,
you know, he's on top of me in the shed, pumping and sweating.
But their illnesses vary very considerably. You get some who are completely deaf, others that can't speak at all. Apart from those that don't understand what they're talking about and don't understand what you are talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's a bitch.
And it's very difficult.
You have an aristocratic air about you. You really sound like a sophisticated man, Raymond.
Yes.
What was it that she found so attractive about you besides that? I know she loved
that. It was just my approach to old age and my approach to other people. That was
the hairy ears.
Exactly her approach, too.
I know what you're thinking of.
The three hairs combed across the top of your head.
We see.
Incredibly large ears.
We see life in the same way, and this will make us really happy, which it does indeed.
Uh-huh. And what did you find attractive about Faye? When you said it was love at first sight. When you laid eyes on her, what was it that turned your head? Did she have some piercing blue eyes, or
did she wear a short skirt?
Oh, she looked very nice.
Gross.
Don't you, Father? All right. But that's
some really
not
hot orthopedic shoes.
Sole reason for
something like that
to marry.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
It wasn't a pair of really sexy orthopedic shoes or something like that.
No. Nothing to do with that.
Okay. How about that short skirt? Was it a short little skirt she wore one day out there on the shuffleboard court? And you said, "Yeah, I got to have that."
Yes. Well, that's up to you, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, so, do you still enjoy a glass of wine every now and again?
Oh yes.
Oh, okay. Well, they say that's good for you, a glass of wine.
Well, it is, I think. I've had it for some years.
You've got to be smashed.
Yeah.
What you're bothering about.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And does she enjoy a glass of wine, too?
True, yes.
Oh, yeah. So you have a nice happy hour.
Oh, yes.
So you guys go out on the porch swing with a couple of glasses of red wine, and boy, oh,
that's
boy,
you're
often...
wrong, you see.
Oh, yeah?
There's no such thing as a couple of glasses, not with us.
Well, I tell you, that sounds like a wonderful, long, exciting life, and yes. It has been. What's the chance you'd get a call from the United States of America today congratulating you on your wedding?
Well, it's very interesting, but I can't really understand your attitude.
That's okay.
You're so interested in whether a man can live or die. You at all.
Well,
and yet you bother about it.
Well, that's all right. A lot of people are confused by our attitude from
time. True.
Yeah.
No, yeah, we just wanted to know how you enjoyed life.
Yeah,
I have enjoyed life very much. Thank you.
You certainly have, and you shall for I'm sure many years to come. By the sounds of it.
Well, that sounds very nice. I face up to that, and I'm very pleased should it happen.
That's right.
I don't want to disappear off this world.
Of course you don't.
Of course,
you...
if I go crackers or something like that, I'll probably let myself go. Yes, but I don't want to do that. I'm interested in things that go on.
Yes,
so
you
I'm
are.
I'm going to go on being interested.
I don't think you're going crackers anytime soon.
No, I don't see it. I really don't.
I think we're going crackers before you are.
Yeah.
That's up to you entirely. I can't control that one.
Yeah.
Well, give Faye our best.
I will, yes.
Yes, congratulate her.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's
a
lucky lady.
You'd have had a natter.
Yes. Well,
it's nice talking to you, Raymond.
Yeah, it's great talking to you, sir. And pass on our best to her, and we wish you all the best
in
the future.
Send me a copy if you've got anything to write about that you think's worthwhile.
Oh, sure.
Absolutely.
We do all kinds of writing that I think you might enjoy.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes. Okay, then.
Well, very good, sir.
Thank you so much, Raymond.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We all remember what you used to look like, you know, really plump and, you know, not fat, but, you know, big boned, you know, wide. You know, she had girth.
This was the wedding toast.
Diets, there was tons of them, but the one that worked best for her was stopping eating, you know. There's no food in here.
You want to dial up the hotel where Russell Crowe had his flip out? Did you hear what he did, by the way?
He threw a phone and he was pissed off.
But I guess he threw the phone at the concierge.
Yeah.
And he hit him in
the
face.
Yeah, he hit the guy. Yeah, absolutely.
Apparently he's been trying to call this guy, too, to apologize.
Well, yeah, because the lawsuit's going to be huge.
Yeah, well, the guy won't take his call.
Yeah.
And I don't blame him because...
he was he flipped out, and that's why he was on Letterman profusely apologizing.
Yeah, this guy should not take his call because he's going to have one hell of a lawsuit.
And that's the only thing Crowe is concerned about. Nothing else.
What a baby, though.
Yeah, well, you know, he's famous for getting in all those bar brawls and throwing a fit. Real hothead. All He was quiet, though, for the longest time. It's been a while since, you know, one of his explosive behaviors has popped into the newspaper.
Can you believe this, though? He's in his room. He's trying to make a call to Australia, which is, you know, a little bit tricky. I'm not sure that the hotel actually has anything to do with it. He probably needed an outside operator to do the dialing for him.
Yeah, of course. There's certain combination numbers you probably had to key in.
But he can't make the phone call happen from his room, so he takes the phone out of his room, goes down to the concierge, and throws it at the concierge.
Nice mood.
I have never heard of such a baby in my life.
Is that because this movie isn't doing so well? Is that it?
It's a fancy-ass hotel, too. I was checking out its website.
Oh, really?
And they have, like, cell phone service, too. If you're staying there, you can go out for the day with one of their cell phones.
Oh, one of their cells?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What a... God, what a baby.
Boy, oh, boy.
You know what this reminded me of, though? Did this happen, the idea of him taking the phone down to the concierge, did this remind anybody?
Oh, yeah, I know exactly what you're going to say. Oh, of course, I know exactly what you're going to say. The guy that took the phone down that had poo-poo in it, where they opened up the part you're talking, and they unscrewed it and put poo-poo in there, and the guy was on the telephone. God, this was years ago.
God, that was a funny story.
It was so damn funny. This guy was talking on the phone. He just kept smelling this nasty smell, of course. It just kept wafting. What in the Sam hell? Finally figured it out, and unscrewed it, and lo and behold, wah, friggin' wah, a turd in
Somebody had unscrewed the mouthpiece and put a turd in there and screwed it back on.
Yep. And so he marched down to the lobby with it, and there was a lineup of people checking in, and he was screaming bloody murder. waving the phone. In the front desk clerk's face. I wasn't getting satisfaction. Oh, my God.
If I remember correctly, it was homecoming at Western Michigan in Kalamazoo, and this guy just met a bunch of his buddies, so he's all, you know, excited to hook up with them. And I think the problem was not only did it stink, but he was trying to call his buddies, and nobody could hear him because there was a turd in
his
phone.
Yeah, that was the other thing.
Muffling his voice.
He was talking through some poo-poo.
So he calls down to the front desk and demands somebody come up there, and, of course, nobody came up. So he unhooks the phone, takes it down to the front desk where there's a long line of people checking in.
Yeah.
And he can't get anybody's attention. So he just starts yelling at the woman at the front desk to just smell the phone.
Smell it! It was almost like Sam Kinison, you know, yelling at them, smell it! Smell it!
There's a smell. It smells like
Mark, you want to dial this up?
Yeah.
And I'm just going to use generic man and ask for the concierge.
But by the way, this thing happened days after his movie opened to a $18.3 million debut, which they said was very, very disappointing.
Well, what's the movie about, by the way?
It's about a Depression-era boxer named Jim Braddock, and it's actually the fight with Max Baer, I believe.
Heads up.
Hotel, let me help you.
Concierge, please.
This is the concierge.
This is Drew and Mike calling on WRIF Radio. How are you doing, man? Are you okay?
I'm all right.
Oh, man, I heard about what happened. I cannot believe that. Where did the phone strike you?
That wasn't me, and I'm afraid I have to say no comment. Thank you.
Oh, wasn't you?
But why did he say it was okay? He just thought I cared about his face?
He just thought you cared about him personally. He just thought that somebody was just such a wonderful person.
If you were a man, I would punch you. I'd punch you right in the mouth.
What's the concierge doing answering the phone anyway? I thought we had the front desk.
I don't know. I must have got the concierge number.
I'm kind of bummed out. I think this guy thinks I'm like gay for him or something now. I feel like I should call him back and tell him I'm not really worried about his face at all.
That's not a bad idea. Maybe you should do that. Because he took it as just a kind of a wonderful wake-up call. You know? And just, hey, how's your day going? How you doing?
Hello?
Tony, just want to make it clear that...
That is the voice pusher of voice pushers, by the way, if you ever get that guy. When you misdial?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need to clarify this. You weren't just calling just to find out if everything was okay in his life.
I'm
Arthur Hotel, how may I help you?
Concierge, please.
One moment.
That movie's a little, that music is a little too strong for me this early.
Hello.
Ooh, that's nasty hold music.
You don't suppose you recognize Generic Man, do you?
No. No, absolutely not.
Hello?
Maybe he's away from his desk. He was just so taken aback by somebody calling him and see if he was okay.
I'm sorry. Thanks for holding. Can we help you?
Yeah, is this concierge?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, I just called a minute ago, and I just wanted to apologize. I was asking, I thought you were the guy that got hit in the face by the phone thrown by Russell Crowe.
No, I apologize. I can't comment, but that's...
No, that's okay. But you weren't the guy that got hit in the face, right?
No,
huh? Okay. Because when I asked how your face was and stuff, I thought that you might think I was gay for you or something. Because just that I was so worried about your face.
Yeah, he didn't want you to think he just called just to find out how you were doing today or, you know, just...
Well, I kind of figured what you were calling about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I can't give a statement, but if you would like to talk to the gentleman...
No, he's just not gay. That's
no, I just wanted to know that I wasn't...
not gay.
I wasn't, like, all physically worried about your, you know...
Your day and how you're doing and...
I wasn't gay for your face or anything like that. That's all. No
all
big
right.
deal.
I understand.
Okay.
Thanks for the apology.
All right, bye-bye.
I kind of think listening to him he's pretty disappointed that you're not gay. Guy sound pretty light and loafers to me.
I think he wanted the apology, to be honest.
I think he's light as penny loafers.
Oh, boy.
101 WRIF and WRIF HD1 Detroit. Drew and Mike in the morning.
I'm proud of you fellas. You all kept your head on a swivel, and that's what you gotta do when you find yourself in a vicious cockfight.
101 WRIF. The Riff.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an idea or invention patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to get started, call InventHelp toll-free at 1-800-762-7000. InventHelp is America's largest invention company. Their referrals have helped inventors secure more than 7,000 patents, and they can provide free inventors information for you. Find out how to record your invention's date of origination and get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Get started by calling 1-800-762-7000. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product, you'll want to get this free inventor's information from InventHelp. Find out how to try to patent your invention and submit it to industry. Call now to get your free inventor's information. Call 1-800-762-7000. That's 1-800-762-7000.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
Are you willing to pay more for life insurance than you should? Well, did you know some prices on term life insurance have fallen to their lowest rates ever? Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. So let's say you're 40 years old and married. We could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $16 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-916-9598. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how much we could save you. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%, and the call is absolutely free. Call 1-800-916-9598. That's 1-800-916-9598.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-943-1356. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-943-1356. That's 1-800-943-1356.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals by Bare Essentials is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We're letting everyone who calls try America's number one mineral makeup risk-free. Just call 1-800-506-8947 to find out how. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour Magazine as a magic eraser. Allure Magazine, InStyle, and Elle Magazines, and Leaders in Beauty continue to rave about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. Now you can participate in our nationwide giveaway and see for yourself. Bare Minerals, makeup so pure you can sleep in it. Experience the foundation that started the makeup revolution. Participate in this special opportunity to try Bare Minerals Foundation risk-free. We will also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-506-8947 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-506-8947.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Do your massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles? How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomas & Law Group carefully plan your escape. The Thomas & Law Group has proven itself for over 18 solid years, helping thousands of people like you and me reclaim our financial future. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices nationwide. And the best part? There are no upfront fees at all. You won't pay a dime until the job's done. No upfront costs, no monthly fees, no banking fees. No other law firm does that. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But really, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group right away for a free, no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst at 800-460-3160. Call now, because you're tired of running in circles. 800-460-3160. 800-460-3160.
Back with more Drew and Mike in the Morning on 101 WRIF.
All right, Playboy.com. Playboy is really getting interesting lately. I think the magazine has definitely picked up the steam. We're going to talk to the guy that runs Playboy.com in just a minute. Do you want to try Al Halabi's father? This guy's insisting that his son is innocent. He took 180 pieces of data out of Guantanamo, though. It's the only Al Halabi, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of those in the phone book.
No. Although you'd be surprised with some of these names.
Well, not necessarily. Take that back.
Hey, Mark, what else did they find on this guy? Al Halabi, what else did they find on him? Oh, he had 180 documents, I know.
Yeah.
This might be his father.
Hello. I'm unable to answer your call right now. Please call again. Thank you.
Hello? Mr. Halabi? Drew and Mike calling for Mr. Halabi. We'll try back. All right, too bad. We'll just have to talk to Playboy.com.
Oh, darn. That's a pretty nice website. There's all kinds of, a lot of the photographs that appear in the magazine, there's always the additional photographs that we don't see that are out on this website, which is always nice because you never know if there's that stray shot that I might like, especially. I can at least hope it's there.
Well, they have to do something to get you the website, I suppose.
Well, yeah, whatever it takes.
We can inquire about that, and they got this Walmart thing and Quentin Tarantino. There's a feature on the hedgehog in there, too. The hedgehog turns 50.
I saw that, Hog turns 50.
How you doing, John?
What's up, guys?
How's it going?
It's going great.
How's the Walmart thing coming?
It's kicking butt.
You know, isn't it cool to think of how many really hot chicks there are working retail for $7 an hour?
Well, we're going to compensate them more than that. And everybody kind of is thinking that it's tongue-in-cheek, and I agree that it's a cheeky idea for us to do, but, you know, we're going to get most of our submissions through snail mail, and we've only gotten a few so far, but, and I know that the bulk of them and the best images are going to come through the mail. We've already gotten more than 100 email submissions. I've already seen nude women of Walmart, and they look great.
Oh, is that right?
They're going to lose their jobs, aren't they?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you brought that up. Last Tuesday in USA Today, they quoted the spokesman for Walmart saying that while the company is discouraging women from participating in this feature, they will not be fired if they do.
Ooh. Yeah.
Walmart's really smart, I think, because they they can come out of this looking, you know, being more humanized. We're very pleasantly surprised at the response we're getting.
I heard also that woman from Walmart, she said that they will be disappointed in those that choose to do this. Disappointed.
Walmart doesn't carry Playboy, do they?
They do not.
Well, Walmart, you can't even have certain CD covers. In fact, I remember Cobain changed the title of Rape Me to get that CD in Walmart, didn't he?
I don't know whether he changed it, but I know that that song was an issue.
I mean, they are so preachy. I'm shocked that they would not fire these girls. That does sound like a step forward for Walmart.
Yeah, real pins in the ass.
Of course,
it's so true.
What company wants to lose their hottest chicks?
That's true.
See, I always imagine that these girls might have, all of them might have just a little bit of a tummy and maybe a little chunky in the thighs, but not so, huh?
Well, yeah, we're getting women who are
a lot of women at Walmart.
Average looking, but I mean, I get submissions. Playboy gets submissions from women around the country, not connected with this, just who want to be a playmate, who want to pose for Playboy.
Yeah,
we get hundreds of submissions every week, and you know they run the gamut. Just like run the gamut.
How much bad big hair are you getting in these Walmart chicks?
Well, what's funny is we're not getting any bad
big
hair because most of these are sort of the young hipster girls, and they look great.
Are you young hipster? How many young hipster girls work at Walmart? I
mean, well, you know what I'm saying.
Are you seeing mohawks? Are you getting mohawks? Are you getting totally shaved? Or are you getting classic full bush?
It runs the gamut.
the interesting thing about a hot chick who's hot enough to be in Playboy who works at Walmart, you got to figure this is somebody extremely naive, has no idea how hot she is.
Yeah.
Probably married some redneck from high school with 1,000 tattoos. And there's a hot chick just dying to break out of her.
That's it.
And you're giving her the chance.
Well, we're giving her the chance, but what you also have to keep in mind is that, when Mr. Hefner started the idea of the Playmates, these were the girls next door. And that's another appealing aspect of this Walmart thing is that these are, these are the girls next door.
Wait, aren't the Walmart girls the girls across the tracks?
Listen,
definitely. They're not
more than a million
door.
Employees. This is America. Walmart represents America.
Wouldn't the girls at Pier 1 be the girls next door? The girls at Walmart are the girls across the tracks?
I've been talking to people about this feature. People are saying girls are Jiffy Lube. Girls at Kmart, girls at the Gap.
Right.
We're getting all kinds of good ideas. Yeah.
Now, are you going to have these girls pose like they're stocked on the shelves, only they're nude and bent over, or how are you going to pose them? Are you going to put them in a setting?
You should write that down and send it to me.
Yeah, I think that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
You know, that's a good idea. We might do something with, facsimile of the blue vest. We might do something with the smiley face.
How about a $3.99 price tag across their nipple, maybe?
The price tag? I haven't heard that yet. That's not a bad idea.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because they keep sending you this stuff.
For what Walmart pays them, they got to do some tricks on the side, for crying out loud.
Yeah. Keep in mind, though, that this may not, some of the girls we use may not be, your stock clerks. Maybe they're higher up in the organization.
Well, maybe they're a cashier. They've got their boobs on the scanner.
Playboy will always cheat to give us the hottest chicks. Because we all assume they're working in aisle three, but the reality is, there are chicks in the home office of Walmart. There's some chick who might even be a CEO in Walmart or somebody who's on the board.
Accounting, they could be a cashier, manager. Yeah. They could be anything.
Yeah. Wow.
Now, you also have Daryl Hannah coming up, correct?
Yes.
And now, is she really putting out for this thing, or is it going to be one of these weak deals where you barely see a nipple?
No, pictorial looks great.
Really? Yeah? She's showing it all? She's showing full frontal?
Well, you guys take a look, and I think it looks great.
Yeah?
Full frontal?
I haven't seen the magazine pictorial yet.
Okay.
So I don't know exactly what the edited pictorial is yet, but it's a great pictorial.
All right.
John, what have your best editions been lately? I mean, your highest selling ones, for example.
Everything's been doing really well this year. Starbucks did real well. Always, every year, girls of the, the college girls did real well. So, I mean, girls of the Big Ten did fantastic.
Yeah,
I think Daryl Hannah will do great, especially because she's in Kill Bill, the new Tarantino film.
We interviewed one of your girls of the Big Ten, one of the Michigan girls, the Asian chick.
Right.
Oh, she was nice.
Yeah, she was.
Nice to talk to and definitely pretty hot.
Yeah.
And you had some hot, nice, breasty chicks in the Big Ten feature. I find a lot of the college editions.
That surprises you?
No, not necessarily. I just have found that in the past, I don't know, I've been disappointed in the tube department as far as the Big Ten chicks go.
I'm glad we hit it for you this time.
By the way, Playboy I always felt was one of the last holdouts when it came to natural breasts. I see too many fake boobs in Playboy these days.
Fake boobs just suck.
Well, I think if you look at the girls of the Big Ten, certainly that's basically an entirely all-natural pictorial.
I think so, too. But, generally speaking,
I can say about that, the fake breast, is that, we sort of represent American popular culture. And if that's something that women are into, then, it finds itself in the pages of Playboy.
But I always thought Playboy, didn't you guys kind of hold out on fake boobs for a while?
Well, again, I think, as, the culture changed, probably the women we shoot changed. But if you look at the Playmates, many of the Playmates are natural girls.
I appreciated your snobbishness when it existed. And
And my boss, Gary Cole, who's the photo editor of the magazine.
Thank you much.
My pleasure.
Along with Daryl Hannah and Kill Bill, of course, being the subject, Tarantino's interview is in there, and Tarantino's really giving it up.
Yes.
Don't you love it when you get a subject like that really spills some goods?
It's a great interview, and I think everybody will love it. Yeah, and it's very aggressive. He's a really funny guy, and he never holds back.
What drugs is he talking about in there?
He was talking about being in China on ecstasy. Supposedly, China's got some amazing ecstasy market.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wild.
Like on the Great Wall or something.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Mira Sorvino. Does he talk about Mira Sorvino?
He talks about his sex life, but I don't know specifically if he talks about her.
Yeah, because I guess he talks about he had a lot of sex after Pulp Fiction hit. Who can blame him? Yeah, he's a goofy-looking guy. Yeah. He probably never got laid until he got some money.
Oh, count on it.
Yeah.
But he really went for it. He does talk about that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, keep in mind that this Walmart pictorial is going to be up on Playboy.com. So everybody, that's where they should be focused on. And, all the information about how to submit is on Playboy.com. And, the good thing about this is that if we were in the magazine, it would, take between 4 and 5 months to be up. We hope to be up with this in about 4 to 5 weeks.
John D. Thomas is the editor of Playboy.com and has been for the last several years. How have your reality TV editions done? You've had a lot of, like, Jenna and Heidi, for example. Have those editions sold well?
Yeah, they do great.
They do?
Not only do they do really well, the Survivor stuff and the Millionaire stuff, but we recently had a world exclusive online on Playboy.com of Trishelle from The Real World, and that's phenomenal.
Uh-huh.
She's really cute.
What a body on that chick.
Oh, she's really, really cute.
Boy, would she F back or what? God, I mean, she is all woman, but she's not an ounce of fat on her, I don't think.
Well, next time I see her at the mansion, I'll let her know.
Wow. Yeah, let her know I think she F's back hard.
Yeah. Wow, what a concept. And there she is at the mansion just waiting, man.
John, for you guys.
John, yeah. On Playboy.com, do you have additional photos, a lot of them that aren't in the magazine?
Yeah, always we have, additional photos of the Playmate and oftentimes additional photos of the celebrities.
Because Jenna and Heidi, they were, they were a little cozy with each other.
They looked pretty good.
Was there anything that had any really homoerotic tones on Playboy.com that we didn't get in the magazine?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I just think we had extra, nudes and with them posed together, but I don't think there was anything too aggressive.
Nothing where nothing digital or anything like that? No?
Nothing
no.
Where?
Come on, John.
But only in a computer sense.
She's not licking a nipple or something, one of them?
No.
Sucking on the other one?
No. If you guys would have been shooting it, maybe we could have gotten them to do that. But
no, I would have sent them running out crying, grabbing their clothes with the pictures I would want.
I don't think they're the crying types. They were really hot. They loved being hot. They were naked as hell.
I'd want a nice pooper shot, crystal clear, no editing.
All right, club.
There was plenty of that.
Yeah.
Did Sarah Koser surprise you, the Joe Millionaire chick? Because I thought she looked fantastic in Playboy.
Oh, I thought her cover was really classy and very nice.
Classy.
Yeah, I met her in New York, I think. And yeah, I thought that went great.
Yeah. I was
very, very attractive.
Who's the chick from Wayne's World that was in there? Boy, that was a nice layout, too.
No, she looked fantastic. That issue did really, really well.
Yeah, she's packed on some pounds since that layout. Have you seen the tabloids lately?
I met her at the mansion, and maybe it's just the way they shot her. I still think she looks great.
Is that right? Okay. Pam Anderson, I'm just about done with her, so I'm glad we're not seeing a lot of her, but don't throw her out there anymore. We're
great.
Done with
all
her.
Right.
Have recent photo shoots of her done very well with Playboy at all?
Oh, yeah. She always does really well.
She'd get a spike, huh? Yeah.
Obviously, they have. They wouldn't keep going back to the well otherwise.
Yeah. I think she holds the record for being on the cover of Playboy the most number of times, like 13 times.
Anybody even close to her?
Maybe Jenny McCarthy's been on the cover a bunch of times.
Is she really?
McCarthy, she turns me off, too.
How about...
I was just hanging out with Jenny McCarthy 2 days ago in Vegas. She looks great.
Wow.
Yeah.
You are quite the name dropper, John.
That's what I said.
You're
Would you rather I not?
What were you and Jenny doing? Were you confirming a shoot when you were hanging out?
We just had a big 50th party in Vegas, and I was running a casting out there looking for playmates and Playboy.com, Cybergirls, and
wow,
so on and so forth. And Jenny was out there with her sister, and we were hanging out in the Palms Casino.
Did you get Jenny and her sister to tone down the digital stuff? Because I heard they got a little out of hand with that, and Playboy.com was upset. Is that true?
No, they were doing just fine. They're charming young women.
Great. Yeah, because it looked like, I don't know, something happened. They'd been in an accident, and a couple of their fingers were missing.
No, they're doing fine.
Rock camp, Roger Daltrey. I can't believe Roger Daltrey actually lowered himself to do rock and roll camp, but I bet it's pretty funny.
I haven't read that piece, but David Peisner, who's a guy I know, a friend of mine who's written for me a bunch, wrote that, and he's a great writer, and from what I know about that story, that should be funny as hell.
Yeah. I can't wait to read the straight dope to find out whether Nixon actually tripped on LSD.
I want to read that, too.
Yeah, they're teasing us, aren't they?
They are teasing us. And I can't imagine Nixon just wired on acid.
That
would be freaky. Yeah.
Ron Jeremy, I guess, is turning 50, and Playboy has a piece on that.
I interviewed Ron Jeremy at the mansion a while ago. And, he's just an amazing guy. He tells amazing stories, and nobody knows the business more than he does.
John, do you have your own wing at the Playboy Mansion?
What's funny is that, you know, all this stuff I'm telling you sounds really great, and I do have an amazing job, but, you know, I'm going to...
Well, you're pretty amazed with yourself.
Obviously, you keep all your clothes at the mansion, all your furniture.
I don't keep anything at the mansion. When I go to the mansion, and I've been to the mansion many times...
I can see.
And so forth... I'm not a guest. I'm an employee, and I work for Mr. Hefner, and it's Mr. Hefner's job to romance the girls. It's not my job, and I see a lot of great stuff, and I know a lot of the girls, but I know my place.
I'm just surprised it's
a great job. It's amazing, but, you know, I ain't half.
I'm surprised that a guy who knows his place would mention the mansion every 2 minutes of his life.
Well, that's part of my job. I hang out there all the time.
Yeah, if you're not home, I know where you are.
Yeah, I'd say I could get you guys in, but I'm not going to.
Oh, yeah. You really know your place. John D. Thomas, the editor of Playboy.com, doing a bang-up job over there. You guys are on a roll the last couple of years. And the interviews, you know, as I mentioned, when people give it up, it's great. I have mixed feelings about it, but we did enjoy reading it. The O.J. Simpson interview was just a gangbuster.
Oh, yeah,
man,
it was.
That was awesome.
Did that blow people's minds over there?
Yeah, it did, you know, and it got a ton of press, and I think it was very provocative. We're actually going to do a big interview with Al Sharpton that comes up on the site next Wednesday.
That's going to be nauseating. Oh,
I know. You guys will get a kick out of it. I love Al Sharpton.
Have you been at the mansion with Al?
I think Al wants to go to the mansion.
Al would love to go to the mansion. Him and Jesse would love to be on top of some chick, I'm sure.
Do you have any feelings on the most appalling thing in the OJ interview?
I don't think anything was appalling. I think it was very compelling.
You don't think it's appalling that he's questioning the Goldman's parenting?
You say appalling, I say compelling. You know, I'm a journalist. I do this for a living. You know, I've written for years for the New York Times. I write for the Village Voice, the Chicago Tribune.
Wow,
geez.
Wow.
You know, I mean, that's what that interview was done. I mean, it's meant to be provocative, and it was extremely provocative. But, I mean, what do you expect? I mean, did you expect something different from this guy?
Well, when he says he felt sorry for the Goldmans initially when their child died, but then that changed when he saw that Fred used tough love on his son when he got in trouble.
Yeah.
I thought that was maybe just a little bit inappropriate.
Well, again, you know... I mean, consider the source and consider who said it.
I wish I would have asked him a little bit about the Bruno Mollies, for example,
and the
cuts on his hand, which are really the things that befell him in the civil trial, because he got murdered on those subjects.
Yeah.
And I would love to hear him give one more explanation.
Well, why don't you guys call him up? I'm sure he'll interview on your show.
Oh, we've talked to him for about a minute and a half at a time.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
Well, we'll look forward to this Playboy. It sounds like a great one. Daryl Hannah really giving it up. Quentin Tarantino, quite an interview.
Yep.
And what else? Oh, the women of Walmart.
Yeah.
Coming down the road.
Playboy.com. And anybody who wants to pose, anybody who works at Walmart, go to Playboy.com. You'll see the scoop. We've received, you know, more than 100 online submissions. We're getting stuff in every day. And, come back to Playboy.com in a month or so, and we'll have the pictures up.
John, I know you're just an employee, but who hangs out, what celebrities hang out at the Playboy Mansion the most?
Every A-list celebrity you could think of. I've been at the bar next to Nicholson, Courtney Love, you know, the cast of Friends. You know, you name it, I've seen them there.
Who's, who's always there? Every time you turn around, it's like, oh, there's so-and-so again.
You know,
David Spade's there all the time, isn't he?
Yeah, it's funny. I've been told that I look a lot like David Spade, and it's funny. I had a picture of myself taken with Spade.
Well,
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But, yeah, I mean, and Spade's a dated a friend of mine, and I've met him. He's a really cool guy. Spade's always there.
Yeah. What about B-list guys that kind of surprise you that they dare to show up as often as they do?
From the OJ.
And Cato Kalin. He still hangs
always there.
Yeah, he's always there. Well, yeah, he has nowhere else to stay.
Yeah.
Why would they?
He's always there. I've seen him there a bunch of times, and he's a very nice guy, very well-behaved. So I haven't had any real conversations with the guy, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about what chicks are there all the time? Because that's pretty hot, a chick that hangs out at the Playboy Mansion.
Kirsten Dunst, I saw her out there recently.
Hot.
And again, Courtney Love. And,
gross.
And, you know, I know that Britney Spears has been out there.
Gross.
And so on and so forth.
Dave Navarro, is he still banned from the mansion?
I didn't know he was, so
yeah, he was
know more about it than me.
He was shooting up there, and I guess he spiked a bunch of blood, and it spurted against the wall, and next thing he said, somebody came down there, and I forgot what they called this room, but they threw him out.
Well, what happens at the mansion stays at the mansion, so if you guys know that,
it's like Vegas.
You know more than me.
How about Jim Brown? He's always Hank. He used to be.
I've never seen Jim Brown there. He's there.
In the old days, he used to just live there, man.
Well, again, let's put it this way. You know, I'm an employee, and when I go there, I'm interviewing and working and so on and so forth. But if I ever was a guest, then damn right I'd go.
John D. Thomas, Playboy.com. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
Okay, man.
Right.
Give me a call when the Walmart thing comes up.
You got it.
All right, guys.
All right,
bye.
See you.
Bye.
What happens at the mansion stays at the mansion.
Unless it's me and a celebrity, John D. Thomas. I'll tell you all about that.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
But he's working.
Yeah, he's working. It's different.
He is out of control.
Oh,
he needs to be stopped.
And, man.
For the record, if you wanted to go to the Playboy Mansion next week, we could have that arranged. You can broadcast live from there next week if you wanted. Sorry, John D. Thomas could do that for you. But.
Well, right away, his initial is very important, huh? It's not just John Thomas, is it?
Yeah. He'll be the next coach of the Spartans.
Yeah. Oh, of course, he looks just like David Spade, who, by the way, is a dear friend of mine.
Of course,
as all stars are.
Jeez.
Oh, man,
well, in spite of John D. Thomas, should be a heck of an edition of Playboy coming
really.
Up.
Seriously, huh? Yeah.
The Women of Walmart.
The website really is a good website, too.
Is it? Yeah.
What's on there that isn't in the magazine?
A lot of extra stuff.
Is there?
But the good thing is they have a lot of archive stuff, too, from past issues.
I love that.
And past. You know,
I want to see crotch shots out there.
Oh, God, you're disgusting.
It's not club.com.
Club. You know what? One of these days I'm going to go buy a club.
I saw a club just recently.
Did you?
Yeah, it was like three magazines below Hustler. There was
Definitely.
Playboy, Penthouse.
It goes then, right down the line.
Then there was the Maxim bunch, and then Hustler, and then there was like three more down to Club. I think Cherry was even above Club. And you know what? The cover.
No, it's just alphabetical, that's all.
C-H-C-L. The cover was covered except for Club. It was the only one that had a cover on it.
I'm going to go get a club one day. That's all I know.
I'm all for it.
Okay.
Get out of your system.
All right. I think that's what I need to do. Yeah. Remind it how skanky it is. That's right.
John D. Thomas, a Riff exclusive, no doubt.
Hot.
101 WRIF. NWRIF HD1 Detroit. Drew and Mike in the morning.
This is hot. You guys are the hottest thing since Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Marky Mark, man, that guy sucks.
101 WRIF. Everything that rocks.
Does the sound of the doorbell send you scrambling to confine your dog? Is there simply not enough time to train your dog? Not everyone likes dogs, but everyone loves a well-trained dog. Canine Academy specializes in off-leash obedience for all dogs regardless of their age, breed, or size. The expert trainers at Canine Academy will teach your dog a 13-word vocabulary that will give you complete control under all conditions. Canine Academy will customize a training program for your dog that will guide you from puppy socialization through complete off-leash obedience. Visit their website at greatdogs.org for customer testimonials, check class schedules, and their four training centers. Do you have a good dog? Want a great dog? Call 248-236-0287 to discuss your individual training needs. That's 248-236-0287. On the web at greatdogs.org.
Monthly payment calculation assumes 5% down at 7% APR over 30 years.
You know what happens to a beautiful four-bedroom, two-story house when the owners default on their loan? Some private bank becomes the new owner. And when a mansion in the hills is confiscated due to unpaid taxes, the government takes possession. But the government, the private banks, they're not in the real estate business, so they want to unload these houses as fast as they can, sometimes selling them for substantially below market value. Imagine finding a great four-bedroom, one-bath home for $20,000. That's just $130 a month. To learn how to get a free list of foreclosures, call now 1-800-388-1084. CRN is offering a home rebate of up to $1,000 in cash, and you can find out how to get up to an extra $2,500 on top of that. Call in the next 30 minutes to learn how to get a free list of foreclosures that may be in your area. 1-800-388-1084. 1-800-388-1084.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it. You could junk it. Or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-943-1356. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It'll be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-943-1356. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now. 1-800-943-1356. That's 1-800-943-1356.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-656-9393. That's 800-656-9393. 800-656-9393.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with the energy-saving Wave Ventilation Unit. Wave Ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. The computerized Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty, no filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars a year in energy costs. One customer wrote,
"I was stunned by the difference. I had had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. And now that smell is finally gone."
Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Find out more about Wave Ventilation right now.
For free information, go to goodairnow.com. That's goodairnow.com. Or call 1-866-324-9481. That's 1-866-324-9481.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-400-4231. For your free CD, call 1-800-400-4231. That's 1-800-400-4231.
We're back with more Drew and Mike on 101 WRIF.
Michael Jackson. In fact, it goes by Almost Michael Jackson. That's what his website says and all that.
Yeah.
And claims to be roiling in the dollars. Due to Jackson's debt?
Yep. Capitalizing on the tragedy. Hey,
might need to come down a notch. I don't know.
He's got the big Diana Ross eyes. Same hair.
I don't even know who the hell you are.
The hell is he?
Carlo. Hey, it's Drew and Mike on WIF Radio. How you doing?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Good, man.
Good. Hey, I thought you would sound like Michael Jackson.
Hi, this is Michael Jackson.
You don't do him by voice. Or when you're in your kind of Michael Jackson mode, you talk that kind of femmy Michael Jackson, that really high register?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Do you? Let's hear you talk like that. Let's see. Let's pretend you're going to answer the phone. You're Michael Jackson. Okay, the phone is ringing. You're going to pick it up as Michael Jackson. So phone ring, and go.
Well, actually, as soon as he does answer the phone.
Hey, wait. You didn't say hello. Nobody answers the phone. Well, actually.
Actually, this is how he sounds.
Okay.
Hello. That's how he answers the phone.
How?
How do you know that? How do you know that from talking to him so often?
No. I've heard a couple of calls that were recorded between him and fans.
All right, so you do that? You kind of study his voice?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everything about his character.
Okay, how does he answer again, for real?
Yellow.
Oh, so he's one of those goofballs.
All right, Jackson goes, yellow.
Yeah, just disguising it to make sure that it's not a fan who's getting a hold of him.
Hi, this is Michael Jackson.
Oh, God. You know, he used to do that as Little Richard all the time.
Yeah, but he pretended he was his agent.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so once we're past him playing games, let's hear what you sound like as Michael.
It's pretty normal until I get into character.
How do we get you in character?
I love the children. I love Elizabeth. You know, just something Mike would say.
Very much.
Ooh. Carlo?
I'm still here.
Are you getting into character?
Oh, no.
I'll play a little Michael Jackson audio. We'll see if it inspires you, because it sounds like you're having a little trouble getting into character. And I know how that is. I hate it when people ask me to do something at a moment's notice, because I'm quite an impersonator myself.
Kieran Culkin was sleep on this side. Macaulay Culkin is on this side. His sister's in there. We're all just jamming the bed. And we wake up like dawn and go in the hot air balloon. You know, we have the footage. I have all that footage.
Is that right, Michael?
Once I went in the restroom, they locked me in there for like 45 minutes. There was doo-doo feces thrown all over the walls, the floor.
Is this inspiring you, Carlo?
It stunk so bad. Then one of the policemen came by the window and he made a sarcastic remark. He said, does it smell good enough for you in there? How do you like the smell? Is it good?
And you said, what'd you say?
I just simply said, it's all right. It's okay.
Carlo?
Oh, yeah. I'm still here with you.
Are you getting inspired, though?
That's the footage.
You started into it. You started.
Oh, Carlo, come on, man.
All right, listen. All right, Carlo.
We'll talk about what you do.
All right, so look. So right now, after this tragic death, now your services are... Well, how often were you doing your impersonation act prior to the Michael Jackson tragedy?
Once a month.
Once a month?
Yeah, to go get hired out. So.
And what's happening now? Is your phone just ringing off the hook now, or is it kind of quiet with this sort of post-death moment?
No, it's ringing off the hook. And since his death, I've been over to Hawaii. This week I go to Hong Kong, and then here.
Carlo, if you go to Hawaii, that means they're picking up your expenses, plane, lodging, all that stuff too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Are you kidding me? First class all the way? I mean, the first class?
Oh, yeah, everything.
Like, do you have first class for an assistant and a bodyguard and all that, too?
No, they usually provide me as an assistant and bodyguard at the location because they don't want to pay for someone.
Wait, I can't believe they give a Michael Jackson impersonator security.
Well, you have to have it. Carlo,
stop it.
It's Carlo. That's not Michael Jackson. That is a guy named Carlo.
Carlo, thing you're going to tell me, they give you an umbrella holder. Did they give you an umbrella holder?
Well, no, they have someone holding an umbrella for me.
Oh, that's giving you an umbrella holder. Same difference. Carlo, do you really need security? I mean, is it that intense?
Well, personally, I don't. I'm okay with not having him, but they always bring it. And the more security there is, the more people go crazy and, you know, try to pull my hair and run up and grab me. And
but you're an impersonator. Don't they get that?
No, they don't get that because people talk to me as if I am Michael.
Okay, but wait a second. Now, when he was alive, I could understand why you might need security, but he's no longer here, so you can't be Michael Jackson.
Agreed. I totally agree with you. But, you know, it's people talk to me as if I'm him.
Well, you know what's funny?
Are people stupid? I mean,
yeah,
are Michael Jackson fans less...
less intelligence collectively?
Even people who aren't necessarily Michael Jackson fans, they just automatically start talking music.
No, wait a minute. You mean to tell me if some old man who barely knows who Michael Jackson is will come up to you, even though he knows Michael Jackson is dead, and he'll go, Michael, you know what? I got a grandson who's a big fan. Can I get your autograph?
Exactly. Literally.
No way.
Oh,
Carlo,
man, that's,
stop it.
Hey, that's
okay.
What do you charge for this?
Like $3,000 or $4,000.
How many gigs, let's say in a month, you said you were doing about once a month. How many times a month would you say you're going to be doing it now?
At least every weekend. Like I said, I go to Hong Kong this week. From there, I go to Zambia, Africa. From there, I go to Germany. So it's just
all over
the place.
Who is hiring you in Zambia, Africa? I mean...
Yeah, isn't that pretty crazy?
Yeah.
There's a concert promoter out there that wanted me to go.
And
but I have security and I have six other dancers that they hired as well.
When you're in a place like Zambia, though, do you walk around with security and just sort of be like Michael Jackson being hounded with your umbrella holder and all that? Or do you actually do a performance?
Oh, no, I perform.
And what does that mean exactly? You dance for a couple songs or?
Generally, I'll get hired to do maybe 3 or 4 songs. For Zambia, it's actually a concert, so it's an hour. So is Germany.
Do you have a band playing with you?
Yeah, in Africa, I will.
Who provides the band?
They do.
But they
Carlo,
do.
If you just walk into this thing, you're the Jackson, and you said they hired 6 dancers, right? They got a band. How can you possibly gel and put on this Michael Jackson-esque performance when you've never performed with these people before?
Oh, I know. I have a day of rehearsal prior to that.
A day?
But that's not much. I mean, what if you go over there and they suck as musicians? They can't get 2 notes together.
No one cares. Everyone's looking at me anyway.
Is that right? It's sort of like the Beatles at Shea Stadium?
Well, the fake Beatles.
Do you, as far as your dance maneuvers, I mean, do you have him down to, I mean, I've seen some of the videos of you, but it's a lot of that you're in motion spinning and then it snaps into a still. I mean, do you have the ability to literally copy all of his dance maneuvers in their entirety exactly like he did it?
Yeah, I've been studying Michael Jackson since I was 5 years old, so watching videos in slow motion on my VCR. Now I have a DVD player. Always have been, and especially now I have to be really, really on key because everyone compares me to him.
When you say a concert, though, I'm kind of confused. Are you actually singing like Michael Jackson, or are you lip-syncing, or how does that go? Because you can't sound just like Michael Jackson.
Oh, no one can sound like Michael Jackson. So it's both. I either am lip singing or I'll sing live. Some people demand singing live and others don't care.
How much are tickets to see Carlo Riley as almost Michael Jackson? Because you're getting paid, you know, $3,000-$4,000. If you're having a concert, what do they charge for tickets? Do they charge Jackson rates or like half?
I have no idea, to be honest with you.
It's funny how disconnected you are from this. It's
but,
like when you talk about venues, it's like you have no idea. Do you just agree to this stuff? They want me in Africa? Sure, I'll be there.
Oh, no. I have managers and agents that handle all that.
Whoa. Hold on. Managers and agents. How many managers and agents are we talking about here?
I have 2 managers and probably 6 agents.
Well, Jesus
how can
Christ.
That be, Carlo? You had 1 performance a month until, like, June 25th.
Oh, I know, but I have a lot more work now.
Yeah,
I can't even handle all the inquiries.
Well, you better get more than $4,000. You're not going to be able to pay all those people for that, out of that kind of money.
Well,
Forget it.
If you're playing, like, 5 times a month, that's $20,000 at the most, and you got, like, 6 managers and agents. They're going to eat it all up, Carlo.
It just depends on what you're doing, though. So let's say I have one of those agents gets the job for me, then that's the only person who gets paid for that.
Hey, you know what? It's almost like we're like Michael Jackson. He's getting ripped off by all his managers and agents.
Yeah.
They're all evil and taking advantage of the almost Michael Jackson.
I know
just
it.
Like the real one.
And you know what?
Know.
I'm worried about you in a 50-city tour. It's not going to work out. You're going to kill yourself.
You're not going to have the stamina.
Yeah, you're too fragile, man. Carlo, you're not going to survive it.
Oh, well, thanks.
Well, no, we're concerned about you. And I'm also
wondering. You're overbooking. It's going to kill you, man.
Carlo, when you're just romping around in Africa, say, before the show and stuff, now, will you hit town and go to Toys R Us with a couple 12-year-olds and close the place down, let the kids buy all they want, or do you hang out with chicks? I mean, do you have groupies?
The
12-year-olds hit on you? I mean, how does that work?
Yeah, exactly.
I hang out with my girlfriend, but obviously I have people chasing me anywhere I go, from little kids to old people.
But do you have, like, little 12-year-olds who you go on the tour with you so that whenever you go into town you're with two kids like he would be?
No.
No? You know what's
Although
funny?
I've considered it.
It's... You have?
Well, yeah. If he wants to really look like Michael Jackson, he's always with a couple kids going to Toys R Us or something.
Here you are looking exactly like Michael Jackson, visually in every way, physically, and also in terms of your dancing and everything. But it's the hip Michael Jackson that's screwing all these groupies and doing all these chicks. It's all this stuff that we've always laughed about. That
he should do.
That he should do, that we've none of us have ever seen in our lifetime, that you, when you think about it, is almost funny. And I can just see you after a show, like, doing all these sluts backstage.
Carlo's back there with four chicks. He's having a ball.
Yeah, exactly.
Six. About four.
Six. All right. He's Michael Jackson with attitude.
Yeah.
No, do girls come on to you a lot after shows?
You have no idea.
Oh man.
Wow.
And crazy. These are people that could never get to Michael Jackson, so he's the closest thing.
Exactly.
And speaking of being almost Michael Jackson, you look like Michael actually at a pretty good point in his life. You look at like Michael Jackson halfway through the surgery?
Halfway through the process, yeah. You've still got a decent nose. You haven't ruined your nose. But have you had any plastic surgery, by the way, to look at like him?
No, but I've considered it.
What would you have done?
You have? Wow.
I don't know what I would have done.
You don't want that stupid Peter Pan nose, do you?
He doesn't even look like that. Any picture you've ever seen of Michael is just a tabloid picture of him about to sneeze.
Carlo, you know better than that.
Carlo, we've seen his mugshot.
Yeah, you've seen that nose, that upturned with that that septum real tight on there, and it's almost clay-like. In fact, it fell off, I thought, after he was carried out.
His prosthesis.
That's tabloid stuff.
Carlo, how do you know, Carlo? Just because you're an impersonator, you think you know everything about the whole thing now.
Well, have you ever seen him in person?
Carlo, I knew his umbrella holder. His umbrella holder was a good friend of mine.
What's his name?
You know all his umbrella holders. I'm not going to tell you because you're going to say, oh, it's an umbrella holder. I'm almost Michael Jackson. And
Carlo,
I really am almost Michael Jackson.
How is it that you so intimately know everything about him as far as plastic surgery, what's real about his nose, the people around him? I mean, were you...
Well, being that I'm a tribute artist, I literally study his face. And I've met him in person, which none of you can say that you have. So,
Carlo,
you don't know that.
Carlo, get over yourself. You're not almost Michael Jackson. You're not even... One hundredth of Michael Jackson. Who are you kidding? You don't know him that well.
Carlo, you
do a good job impersonating. I'm not trying to completely bring you down to earth, but you're not almost Michael Jackson.
Carlo, you're losing it. You're starting to get disconnected with reality.
Oh, he's gone. He's gone.
Are you serious?
Carlo. I heard something when I said get over yourself.
Oh, for God's sake.
He is... He's so full of it.
God.
Oh, what's his name? That's old tabloid stuff. His nose is a mess!
Of course his nose. There's been so many high-def pictures of his nose. Nice.
Who does he think he is?
He's an impersonator.
I'm an impersonator. I've studied him.
Oh, what an asswipe.
Oh, and he knows the names of all his umbrella holders.
I know. He doesn't know the name of that umbrella holder. Bull bleep.
And, of course, I don't have a friend who's an umbrella holder, but he doesn't know that.
No. Well, and
he could not verify that either.
Well, couldn't he name anyone as an umbrella holder, and how would we know?
Carlo,
if you're there, we're just saying, you're disconnecting yourself from reality. Carlo, wake up. You're an impersonator.
Carlo, we'll back up. We've calmed down, and hopefully you have.
Come on, Carlo, let's get real here.
The Thriller.
Carlo, we just want you to admit you don't know the name of all his umbrella holders. So you cannot say that my friend was not his umbrella holder. You can't say that he was either.
Come on, Carlo. We want to finish the interview. Not only that, I was in a hot air balloon with Michael Jackson, just so you know. And I have the footage.
And he doesn't know that we haven't met him either.
He has no idea. He never asked us that.
is very swollen.
What an arrogant ass.
The way they tie it up.
That's something how you can be an impersonator.
I cannot get over
my back.
How
it doesn't
what
surprise
an ego
me.
This guy has.
Well, you know, they become the star through their impersonation, and then they so take on the star's persona that the next thing you know, they are the star, and you're supposed to treat them accordingly.
But you can't get that close to Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
The guy has hijacked everything Michael did, and now you're supposed to appreciate him as if it's his own talent and his own creative ideas from the beginning.
I love you.
God.
He does not have six agents and two managers either.
Nor does he have six groupies waiting for him after. In fact, he's probably
gay.
In fact, that I was going to ask him that.
If he cared to be that accurate, he would not be banging all these sluts either.
I think it's more like he's spooning with dudes anyway.
He's thinking about hanging out with 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
What does that say?
That would make him almost Michael Jackson.
Didn't he sound a little gay? Did he sound gay to you at all?
Oh, man.
I couldn't tell. He's definitely
I thought
got
he did
it.
A little
what
bit here and there.
Voicemail box of 979. The voice message, press 1, or just wait for the tone.
Excuse me, I want that one there and this one. Because we have this, I bought this statue. That's the bathing of Apollo, right?
Hey, Carlo.
You.
Come on, Carlo, let's finish the interview, man. Come on.
Carlo?
I love you.
Carlo.
You ignorant fool.
Come on, Carlo. We want to wrap it up.
Mark, how big was his ego when you were setting it up?
He was saying, impossible to get a hold of.
Well, wasn't he saying we had to call right away or forget
it? Mm-hmm.
Oh,
what's he doing? What's almost Michael Jackson doing at the moment?
Yeah. He's traveling a lot.
Oh, he just picked up and hung up.
Did he really?
Hello.
Did he?
Yeah,
he picked up and hung up?
He did.
Oh, so that's his message to us, to tell us that he's home, he's listening, and he's made his decision.
Nice healing the world, almost Michael Jackson.
Hi, this is Michael Jackson.
God.
Well, God, I didn't mean to completely stupid. Lose it, but when he suggested that once he knew the name of my you friend, the umbrella holder, that he was going to tell me, no, he doesn't have an umbrella holder named that.
Well, I didn't think he was taking any of all of it that seriously. I mean, can't you have a little fun along the way with this thing?
Well,
come on.
You know, for him to act like, I know him, I've met him, and you haven't.
I know it.
Oh, he's such a star.
God.
He's a little bitch, Michael Jackson is what he is. He's not almost Michael Jackson. He's Michael Jackson as a bitch.
Jeez, man.
He's diva Michael Jackson.
What a dork. Oh, hell, who wouldn't have a show every other day if you agreed to every damn thing that came along?
Hey, Carlo.
Why can't you share your bed? The most loving thing to do is to share your bed with someone. You know?
You really think that?
Yeah.
I love you.
What's this song, Demerol? Is this really Jackson?
Yeah, it's actually, the name of the song is Morphine, and he did it when he got out of rehab.
I remember that.
Yeah, like 94, 95.
Yeah, Morphine, that was a big song.
So he was goofing around in the studio? This is just like
it's
a clip?
An album.
Oh, this is part of the
Morphine
song.
Is, yeah, Morphine is definitely a tune. He loved Morphine so much he wrote a song about it.
Hey, that is a good song.
Ernie's digging it. Hard to convince
her to give him more of what he needs. Hey, that is a good song.
Ignorant fool.
Yeah, he's called Ernie an ignorant fool. He's going to get killed in Michigan.
Hey, that's a catchy tune.
Ignorant fool.
Put out, Jackson.
I found out that in music you have to have harmony and sympathy.
Ignorant fool.
You are long gone.
Ignorant fool.
He really does not like Harwell.
What a dork,
it's really
man.
Weird.
You can bring Kate in a Ford V8, but don't bring Lulu. You can bring Pearl. She's a darn nice girl, but don't bring Lulu.
Yeah. You ignorant fool.
Damn.
Just turns on Harwell. That's unbelievable.
Stupid idiot.
Jackson, actually, he wouldn't appreciate Ernie Harwell.
No.
You know, nice being unable to get into character at a moment's notice, too, when you're a sold-out Michael Jackson impersonator that supposedly does this day in and day out.
Well, he's on the phone, too, when it's really easy.
Oh, yeah.
It's easy. If you can do a voice.
Very forgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a jackass.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never heard of him either.
Yeah. Hell, nobody has. The guy is cashing in on the fame that someone else developed and worked hard to achieve. So the guy has basically hijacked everything Michael ever did and then has an attitude about it.
Yeah, he's got an ego about being almost Michael Jackson.
Yeah. It's like I stole the guy's work, and I think I'm hot stuff because of it.
And Jackson dying is the best thing that ever happened to him, and
absolutely.
He acts like he has this ultimate reverence for Michael Jackson. If he had so much reverence, he wouldn't be out there doubling his rates because the guy died. And this idea of the answer's phone, hello.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, right.
How do you know? Oh yeah, he knows X. He talks to him all the time.
He doesn't know how Michael Jackson answers the phone.
Oh, but he read it somewhere. He heard it somewhere. Somebody told him that's what it was.
Study him.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? As much as I read about him, I guess I study him too, Carlo. You don't.
Those are two testimonials on Carlo Riley.
Mr. Riley was beyond amazing. The party was greater than fantastic. And he's excellent, excellent, excellent. Not just his dance, but his personality.
Oh,
he's
his
beyond
personality.
Anyone imagine. He's
really?
Serious about what he does. Professional, kind, especially considerate of others. The word thank you is not even great enough to say to express. Oh, my God. This is on his site.
Yeah.
So he chose to put this up there.
Yes.
When he was done performing, he stayed and made sure everyone who wanted a picture with him got one.
Oh,
I think he may have taken over 1,000 pictures within an hour. Oh, really? That means he took, let's see, that would be about 18 pictures a minute.
Yeah.
He takes 18 pictures in a minute.
Wait.
Testimonials fake!
That's right. He wrote it himself, I'm telling you. What a dork.
And he's nailing sluts at the concerts instead of hanging out with 12-year-olds. That's crap.
Yeah.
That's no dedication to his craft, Michael.
Six sluts my ass.
Can you imagine Michael Jackson answering,
"Hello?" Oh, yeah, no.
That had to be the biggest BS thing he said.
Although I can imagine him changing his voice a little bit. That I could imagine that.
And he was doing one gig a month. Is this his only job, by the way?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Was it before Jackson died?
Well, now it's like once a week almost.
Huh. If he makes $3,000, if he said he made $3,000 or $4,000, that means he makes $2,500. And if he does one gig a week, that's $10,000 a month. That's actually a lot of money. But four agents and two managers.
Of course, then he's quick to point out that the one manager, whatever manager is lucky enough to get him the gig, that manager gets the money. The other one doesn't. So it's like an incentive program between his two managers, right?
The manager or agent depends on the event or who has it. So if he pays 5% to each, then these six people are sharing about $12,000 a year.
Yeah.
But he is acting as if they're his managers and agents, which they're not.
Yes.
He's doing kind of contract work. Well, what a putz.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Now I wish we hadn't called the dork.
Yeah, well.
But whatever. At least we know that almost Michael Jackson is someone we never want to
experience that's right.
Again.
Now we've learned what an ass we thought he was going to be. Now we've confirmed it, right?
How would you like to work for one of the recording industry's biggest stars?
I love you. I love you all.
There's a rare opening in Umbrella Detail for the King of Pop, Michael Jackson.
You wouldn't be one to be, sir. I'm sitting at the courtroom door. Over.
Remember to hold umbrella number one high. He'll be waving, so give him plenty of clearance. Over.
If you have strong wrists, can operate a walkie-talkie, enjoy being on national TV, and aren't easily jostled, you may have what it takes to be Michael Jackson's umbrella holder.
Umbrella's on the ready. Prepare canopy deployment. Over.
Yeah, UMB2 to base. The runner is trapped between the top spring and the handspring.
You mean it won't open?
Yeah, roger.
Base here. Do you or UMB1 have any oil for the shaft? Over.
Yeah, I've got some WD-40 here. Application process almost complete.
Roger, and execute canopy deployment.
Umbrella deployed. Over.
Enter the glamorous and fast-paced world of celebrity umbrella holding.
UMBs 1 and 2, National Weather Service says westerly winds 25 to 30 knots. We don't want those canopy ribs turning inside out. Over.
Shake a leg. Biped is approaching from inside at 2 o'clock.
Applicants must be black with shaved heads and earrings. Go to mgumbrellaholder.com.
Apply today and you could be Michael Jackson's umbrella holder.
101 WRIF and WRIF HD1 Detroit. Drew and Mike in the morning.
Everyone always asks, what do you do during the breaks? And I tell them, tons and tons of cardio.
101 WRIF. Everything that rocks.
My mum always says, hard work never hurt anybody. Good advice as usual.
So we worked very hard to make GEICO.com very easy. Say you want to report a claim and follow its progress. You can do it all online at GEICO.com. Not to mention perhaps saving a tidy sum of money on your car insurance. All it takes is a few clicks. So visit GEICO.com today. Oh, and Mum, if you're listening, yes, I did wash behind my ears this morning.
Are you beginning the new year with more credit card debt than you can afford? If you find yourself with $10,000 or more in credit card debt, get the facts about legitimate debt relief solutions available to you. Call American Credit Card Solutions for a free informational kit. You can get answers to your debt problems in simple, easy-to-understand language. The kit is free, the shipping is free, and the consultation is free. Call now, 800-541-5656. There's no hard sell and no pressure. This free debt relief informational kit can be mailed to you today. Examine all the debt relief options available with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call now for your free debt relief kit. Call 800-541-5656. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, so call right now for your free debt relief kit. Call 800-541-5656. That's 800-541-5656.
Did you know that if you're a woman over 40, you need to work out at least an hour a day just to maintain your current weight? An hour at the gym every day without losing a pound? That's ridiculous. Hi, I'm Steve Bostic, president of Right Size Smoothies, and when I heard that, I was shocked, because I know that if you feed your body right, you can lose weight in no time. That's why I'm going to let anyone who calls today try my weight loss smoothies for 2 full weeks. I'll even personally guarantee that you'll see the weight fall right off. To claim your 2-week trial, call now and receive free shipping and handling. The number is 1-800-644-1383. And now I've made my smoothies even better, because I'm going to guarantee the first 100 callers a 2-week weight loss trial. I'll even include free shipping and handling, plus my revolutionary blender bottle, absolutely free. But you have to call 1-800-644-1383. That's 1-800-644-1383.
Does your furnace need repair, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen, big or small, whatever your home improvement need? Log on to fixitfast.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to fixitfast.servicemagic.com. fixitfast.servicemagic.com. That's fixitfast.servicemagic.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
Are you willing to pay more for life insurance than you should? Well, did you know some prices on term life insurance have fallen to their lowest rates ever? Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. So let's say you're 40 years old and married. We could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $16 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-916-9598. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how much we could save you. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%, and the call is absolutely free. Call 1-800-916-9598. That's 1-800-916-9598.
Back with more Drew and Mike in the morning on 101 WRIF.
Rally sons of Notre Dame, sound her glory and sing her fame, raise her golden blue and cheer with voices true, rah, 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 for Notre Dame. Na, 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 na. We will fight in every game, strong of heart and true to her name.
And there's
and
our fight song,
we'll
friend.
Her for, we'll cheer her ever onward for Notre Dame.
And there's a rarity, the Notre Dame fight song on WRIF radio here in University of Michigan territory, and there's only one reason for that, and that is because the real Rudy's on the line. Rudy Rudiger. Hey, Rudy.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking me on, man. That was a great
awesome segment to bring me in.
Oh, you like that fight song version?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, we wanted to basically kind of carry you in with the music, you know, as it were.
Yeah, done, man.
Rudy is calling to promote the High School Heisman, which basically we're looking for the top guy and top girl in high school, combination of academics, athletics, and community service. And Rudy, how do we get the finalists and how do we vote for this?
Actually, we're looking for the High School Heisman moment. Oh. For kids. That's thousands of kids out there that can be recognized. And what they deserve is a win. He has created a great program with Tackle.com where high school athletes can actually record their moment and send it in. Then they get to hang out with the Heisman Trophy winners in New York.
That's
going to be part of the trip. So that's really cool because we know we all have our little Rudy moments and our moments that we need to record. Now, because of video today and because of Tackle.com, we could do that.
So the tie-in really is with the kind of moment that you had that then this gives anybody a shot.
And that's why I'm excited about it, because I'm really, you know, I'm really busy with kids, and I've been all over the country. I just got back from Hawaii for a two-week trip over there working with kids, and even the Hawaii football team was awesome. But I got to tell you, it's like there's so many kids that have their wonderful little moment. Now they get a chance to record it, send it to Tackle.com, then they're in a contest.
Well, we
and they
certainly
can go to New York.
We certainly have seen your moment many times because, first of all, they show you being carried off the field at the end of the game, at the end of the movie, correct? That's the real footage,
isn't
it?
That's correct. That's the real. That's how it happened. That's what happened. And actually, the movie didn't have enough time to develop the whole story. As you know, they had to do their Hollywood stuff, which
yeah, that's
great.
Too bad.
Because the one thing they never took away from was the actual sequence of the journey and that what actually happened in that game. So that we're very proud of that.
You know what? We were just listening to the play-by-play, by the way, of your sack, which is such a great moment, you know, for all those underdogs in life. But the guy doing play-by-play for Notre Dame, he mentions Jay
Atkins. He missed it. And I talked to him years later about that.
Uh-huh.
And the reason is they're so tied up with the stars and the first team and second team, they don't really pay attention to the other guy.
Oh, that's
stunned. Or to their other moments. They're not recognized for that because that's not the way it is.
In fact, who did he give credit to? Was Jay Atkerhoff or something?
Jay Atkerhoff, great human being. He was a great teammate.
Great, stealing great credit.
And Jay, actually, him and I, we're in the same position. I was on defensive tackle, and he a defensive end, he was defensive tackle. But I broke through and got Rudy Allen and threw him into guys like Atterhoff and Nick Federico.
Some people are wondering, Rudy, and we're talking to the real Rudy, Rudy Ruediger. Of course, everyone has seen the movie Ruediger, one of the best and most famous sports movies of all time. And one of the questions that people keep writing in about is, was the crowd and the team really clapping and chanting your name? Because a lot of people wondered, you know, would people even have known who you were, or was that a Hollywood thing?
Yeah. No, it was not Hollywood. Actually, because of boxing. I was a boxer at Notre Dame, number one, and the student body got to know me through boxing. I won the championship, and it was like Rocky, David and Goliath. I fought a guy about 6'3". He almost knocked me out. I came back and knocked him out and won the championship, and that's how the kids brought it into the stadium that day. Rudy, the chant Rudy, was actually in the bingo box, and they just brought it into the stadium where the crowd got caught on. You know, once the student body starts chanting, then the rest of the crowd starts chanting, and the team starts chanting. So
who actually started the chant? Was it the crowd or the team that started the chant?
The kids in the
crowd.
Stand, and
okay.
The team got behind it. But in Hollywood, like I said, you can't develop all that. You don't have time. We didn't even show the bingo box. We didn't have time, so we had to cut away from that and get to the team. Just go to the team. They got excited about the fact that I was had an opportunity to get in the game because they wanted me in the game because they knew how much I wanted it.
Yeah.
But more importantly, in that football team, what was great about that football team, that we were all going through adversity. New coaches came in.
Kind of like that Notre Dame team this past Saturday. Boy, they could have used your sack then.
Boy, I'll tell you.
33-3.
Ooh. Ooh, well, hey, I could say, hey, go blue.
Well, 34-32. Closer to 33-3.
Yeah, well, good game.
Whatever. Anyway.
Yeah, but it's all good. Michigan, Notre Dame, great schools.
It's all good. No, you're right.
Great story.
The two top
great
schools in the nation.
Schools.
You got it. Hey, Rudy, we got a call from, let's see, who is this? Is it Alex?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Hey, yeah, Alex. I'm here.
You're on with Rudy. Go ahead.
Hey, Rudy, how you doing?
Alex, go Irish. How you doing?
Good. I had a question for you. Did you ever gain the respect of your brothers? You know, in the movie, they were kind of ragging on you and all that. Did you ever, you know, did they ever respect you and, you know, and I don't know, like, let you know that you did it and they're proud of you?
Yes, absolutely. I'm glad you asked that question because my brothers didn't understand how I could dream about going to Notre Dame where I was in my life. I was not doing very well in school, in high school, number one. I was in the bottom of my high school class, my graduating class, and not that great of an athlete. And our family didn't have any money. I'm one of 14. So for me to dream about going to Notre Dame was like a far-fetched type of dream. And they kind of got sick and tired of hearing me talk about I'm going to Notre Dame someday.
Yeah, it seemed like your brother took a lot of heat though in that movie because
it's family stuff, man, and that's I'm one of 14 and
God,
you know
one of 14 but, jeez
well good Catholic family
wow.
And and five of the other siblings graduated from Notre Dame or college.
Great coaches today have all their MBAs, they're great educators, and it all because, just stepping forward and showing, hey, education is important, and you can get your education, and don't let money or don't let grades at this time in your life interfere, because you can always go to junior college, you always get better, you can always regroup and get going again.
That's right. Take it from the real Rudy Rudiger, who's with us right now on WRIF. And Joe, let's see, you're on with Rudy. Go ahead, Joe.
How you doing, Rudy? I met you.
Hey, Joe, thanks for calling.
Hey, no problem. Big time fan of the movie, but I met you a few years back at that Mark Pulte apartment opening. Remember that?
Yeah, I sure do.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was the president of Holy Cross a few years back, and I remember I had to take you out to lunch a few times.
Yeah,
and
I'll tell you.
Jim.
I just want to know what happened to Holy Cross. We miss you around there. How come you don't go there anymore?
Well, you know.
Yeah, because Holy Cross in the movie, that's where you got the grades to get into Notre Dame, right?
Right, exactly. Holy Cross was kind of like the bridge. A wonderful school, by the way. And because I have.
Do you still support Holy Cross?
Pardon?
Do you still support Holy Cross?
Yes, absolutely. And
okay.
We just had a golf tournament at Holy Cross, and we're going to have a little thing, and we're going to create a fundraiser for Holy Cross here in the next coming year, I think February. But we're all excited about Holy Cross and where they're going and what they have done. They're a four-year school now.
Now, Joe, you weren't implying that Rudy doesn't support Holy Cross, were you?
No. I wanted Rudy was on the board of directors. I just wanted to know.
Right. Well, as a board of directors, sometimes you got to let other people come in and do their thing. And basically,
is that cool, Joe? So,
oh yeah, that's great. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, you get so busy, and I live in Las Vegas. I'm involved with so many different projects, and I have a family of my own, a young family, and all my attentions have to be focused on that. And that's part of the reason why I chose to focus on my young family.
I didn't know they made ninth place ribbons.
And, allow other people to get involved with schools like
Holy Cross. Well, that's cool. No, I understand, Rudy. Rudy, again, the High School Heisman Online Video Contest, what's the website for that?
Okay, that's tackle.com. You go to tackle.com, and you could absolutely record your moment, send it in to tackle.com. And what they will do, they will actually evaluate it, and they will pick the winner. There's thousands of high school students out there that's never recognized. Now it's your time to do that. And when you could get on there, then you can go and get your recognition and go to New York.
Okay, Rudy. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Hey, Mike, thanks.
And good luck, good luck to Notre Dame this year. And it's Drew and Mike, by the way.
Oh, Drew. All right.
Drew and Mike.
I mean,
both
you can talk to Mike if you want, but you guys can get a room. Thanks, Rudy.
Okay, Rudy, see ya.
Cheer on high. Shake down the thunder from the sky. Great or small. Oh, Notre Dame.
How did he graduate from Notre Dame? He sounded...
Yeah. What was with that?
It sounded like Rudiger.
Yeah.
I know. I was picking up on that.
Sounds like
speaking style's lower.
The lower echelon of the Rudiger breed. Brood, I should say. I don't know. Was he struggling to communicate, or was he a little nervous?
No, not nervous.
Took a shot
not him.
Yeah, he doesn't strike me as a nervous type at all.
Far from it. It just seemed a little...
He's got so many things he wants to say about himself that it just gets kind of,
Is that what it is? Gets punched up in his mouth like somebody yelled fire in a movie theater?
Maybe it's a little confusing.
It's really mind-boggling.
Mind-boggling.
Mind-boggling, isn't it? You know, when things are so crazy, it gets your thoughts all trapped like in a bottle.
All right, well, we got to go. It's WRIF. We'll leave with a gratuitous rock star. Thank you. Are you ready?
Ready.
Thank you, Detroit.
Thank you, sir.
Coolness aside, I'd like to say thank you.
Say it!
Thank you and stuff.
Thank you, Jesus!
All right, show's over, folks.
I just said thank you!
Thank you, Detroit!
Hey, thank you. It's a beautiful thing.
Thank you, media.
Cut your ear.
Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Drew and Mike.
Bye-bye! Bye-bye!
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Detroit. I love you all.
Well, thank you. Thank you again.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thanks for everything.
Thank you. You have been a wonderful audience.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and God bless America.
Bye-bye, son of a bitch.
Seacrest, out.
love this music.
Everything that rocks.
Oh!
distance in between us, but that's not very far.
Is it too early to be thinking of vacation? How about Vegas, surrounded by swimsuit models? Yeah, sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Sobe Lifewater has gotten together again with the Riff to send some lucky Riff listener out there to Vegas to hang at the swimsuit edition of the Sports Illustrated magazine coming out very soon. So at 1 o'clock, somebody is going to score a copy of that magazine and also get registered for a trip off to Sin City to hang with swimsuit models. That's all from Sobe Lifewater and, of course, The Riff. I'm Ann Carlini. They have a ton of great concerts being shown, including a very classic one from Nirvana. I'll tell you where you can see that tonight coming up on the...
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe, the company that has settled more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. can settle your debt too, while you make one low monthly program payment. You now have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. To find out how much you could save, call Freedom Debt Relief 1-800-928-1065, 1-800-928-1065, 1-800-928-1065.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost $250,000 that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right. No credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy. It works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-400-4231. For your free CD, call 1-800-400-4231. That's 1-800-400-4231.
Does your furnace need repair, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need. Now it's easy to find the right home pro for your project. Log on to fixitfast.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. Just go to fixitfast.servicemagic.com. Service Magic has a network of licensed and insured contractors in hundreds hundreds of home improvement categories. If you need a painter, electrician, plumber, or any other home service, visit fixitfast.servicemagic.com. It's easy and it's free, and it's the source to find neighbor-recommended contractors in your area. Now you can hire a pre-screened home pro with confidence. Go to fixitfast.servicemagic.com. It's quick, it's free, and there's no obligation. Go to fixitfast.servicemagic.com. That's fixitfast.servicemagic.com.
Monthly payment calculation assumes 5% down at 7% APR over 30 years.
You know what happens to a beautiful four-bedroom, two-story house when the owners default on their loan? Some private bank becomes the new owner. And when a mansion in the hills is confiscated due to unpaid taxes, the government takes possession. But the government, the private banks, they're not in the real estate business, so they want to unload these houses as fast as they can, sometimes selling them for substantially below market value. Imagine finding a great four-bedroom, one-bath home for $20,000. That's just $130 a month. To learn how to get a free list of foreclosures, call now 1-800-388-1084. CRN is offering a home rebate of up to $1,000 in cash, and you can find out how to get up to an extra $2,500 on top of that. Call in the next 30 minutes to learn how to get a free list of foreclosures that may be in your area. 1-800-388-1084. 1-800-388-1084.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-656-9393. That's 800-656-9393. 800-656-9393.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Do your massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles? How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomas & Law Group carefully plan your escape. The Thomas & Law Group has proven itself for over 18 solid years, helping thousands of people like you and me reclaim our financial future. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices nationwide. And the best part? There are no upfront fees at all. You won't pay a dime until the job's done. No upfront costs, no monthly fees, no banking fees. No other law firm does that. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But really, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group right away for a free, no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst at 800-460-3160. Call now, because you're tired of running in circles. 800-460-3160. 800-460-3160.
Did you know the tap water in your home may be hazardous? Not to your health, but to your appliances and your wallet. Your home's hard water creates pipe-clogging limescale, and that can shorten the life of your water heater, ruin your dishwasher, and break down your washing machine. Limescale deposits block the heating element, and that could be costing you an extra $1,200 a year in energy and wear. But you can remove limescale without chemicals, magnets, or salts. It's easy with HydraCare, the patented device used worldwide. See for yourself at bestsoftwater.com. You simply clip HydraCare to your main water pipe. HydraCare removes and prevents limescale buildup in your entire plumbing system. If your home has hard water, extend the life of your appliances with HydraCare. Try it risk-free. Just go to bestsoftwater.com. That's bestsoftwater.com. Or call now, 888-883-8187. That's 888-883-8187.
Riff.
Born in the Motor City and raising hell on the Riff for 25 years. Sam Carlini.
That's a real one.
On 101 WRIF. Everything that rocks.
Thank you.
blood in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah. World stops turning, ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power, and as God has struck the hour, day of judgment, God is calling. On the knees the war pigs crawling, begging mercies for the sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Oh, Lord, yeah.